Long rolling camera mark. All right.
Yeah. Got that player shit right there.
Yeah.
With my lip. You gotta walk sideways when this shit come on.
Job.
Chest out.
No, it's like you driving the car and shit.
Give me some skins, player.
You
know,
you drive, you see it like the niggas on the corner.
Let me talk to you. Put it on, man.
I'm trying to make it stop.
You gotta smoke a cigarette while listening to this.
Drive, see, this is a drive. You got the long,
you gotta have a cigarette.
Big ass hat on.
A 100, too. You gotta be smoking a 100.
You gotta be smoking a Winston to this.
Whatever it is, it's got to be a 100.
Well, black and brown.
That is also acceptable.
Missing the hands.
And beer wrapped in a paper bag. A can of beer wrapped in a paper bag.
Gotta have a Cadillac.
You don't know, yo, pass it back and forth.
A long Cadillac.
Long ass Cadillac.
Across 110th Street of a hell of a tester.
Across 110th Street.
No power steering.
Trying to catch a woman that's weak. Across 110th Street, pushers won't let the junkie go free. Let the junkies go.
Across 110th Street,
watch out, sucker.
Woman trying to catch,
keep
a
that jive over there.
You across 110th Street, you can find it all in the street.
Hey.
Gotcha, bitch.
Bam, 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 bam.
Oh, damn, son. Where'd you
that's
find this?
For me,
oh my God, who the hell?
Keep the change, you filthy animal.
Hey, hey, man. Gunshot, kneecap, headshot.
Bullet.
Gunshot, damn. You job turkeys.
Yeah.
You already know, man. That Bobby Womack. Across 110th Street, man. The motherfuckers was trying to beat a woman that was weak. You know what I'm saying?
You ain't lying, Jack.
He won't let the junkies go free. You know what I'm saying? All across 110th Street.
What do you think free junkies would do? Like, what if you just, like, what if you just let them in the back?
They free
like,
already.
Let them out the pasture. Like, what do they do?
They free already, right? Like, they free the junkies. Free
to be. Just like grazing in the field and shit.
I am something. The John Brown of junkies.
Grazing in the fields of crack.
I free all the junkies. Free my people.
Like, where they going?
The poppy fields of fucking, you know, Oklahoma. Where they going?
Wait, where they going? They got to stay close to the crack, right?
As always, man, this is the High Class Dirtbags Podcast, man. It's your dog, Trillo motherfucking Lansky. Two eyes in person, one eye on Instagram, and three eyes on Instagram. Yeah, I fucked that all up.
One eye on Instagram and three eyes on Instagram.
You but just the way you how to spell it, your name.
Like, the way you said it was like, it was a trick question. One eye on Instagram and three eyes on Instagram.
All right, guys, so just
you figure it out. Which one I am.
You might have two pages. Yeah, I got my burner page with Kevin Durant. Me and Kevin Durant got our burner pages together.
Mm-hmm. Here you are. It's your boy J Dot. You know, Blurdy J on Instagram. Follow us.
Blurdy J, what does that stand for?
Like a black nerd, nigga.
Oh, okay. Oh, I thought you had Tourette's all of a sudden, like
Blurdy?
Blurt and shit.
Sound like blabbing. Blurdy.
This nigga's very
I'm always blurdy. Interrupting, motherfucker.
This nigga's very blurdy.
Tourette's. Flames P36 on Instagram, man.
And Oren, the man with no introduction, at JewLucky on Instagram.
Yes, and as always, this is the High Class Dirtbags Podcast.
Keep the change, you filthy animal.
And we still have not received our Disney or Viacom sponsorship yet, so I'm kind of pissed off about that.
We're going for OnlyFans now. Yeah. Somebody pick us up.
Somebody,
we're just going for anything right now.
I mean, hell, yeah, shit, man. I'll take Pornhub. Y'all can come sponsor us. Fuck it.
Whoa, whoa, that's entertainment high, but I will totally take Pornhub as well.
Fuck it, man.
Whoever.
Are you porn? Come on. Like,
anyway. Yeah. I ain't that low. Come on, bro. We better than you porn. You porn, don't contact us.
You porn.
Somewhere in the middle. OnlyFans, we got OnlyFans.
That's like saying, hey, Craigslist, holla at me.
Yeah, you want to get you in that damn good $10,000 bag.
We should start doing our podcast on OnlyFans.
I feel like YouPorn is like the independent porn makers. Like,
so you think about it, like, make it interesting. That little video I just seen, Fat Joe and Fat Joe and my man, they just gonna do that shit on OnlyFans, just some motherfuckers.
But it's Fat Joe.
But
they
see,
have
same
they
time.
Playing basketball,
I don't want to see Fat Joe hoop.
Yeah, but shit, somebody do.
No disrespect to Fat Joe, but like, he's never been known for his athletic prowess.
But hold on, maybe that
hey,
is.
Have you seen that OnlyFans with Fat Joe hooping? Gotta see it, bro. $15.99.
You can put that on there, like I'm saying. I'll put the podcast on that.
You can't charge
shit.
A nigga to watch you hoop, bro.
I know stop. People that are just
you're not a hooper.
Like this girl I know, she's like a yoga instructor. You know, has like a, I don't know, fuck ton of followers. Like, literally makes it as a thing. She now has an OnlyFans page, and you was like, damn, hey, but it's her cooking shit.
Like, no, but of course, like, yeah, she could do that because you got that many followers. You can pretty much do whatever.
Yeah, you know, it's shit. Do whatever you want.
Do whatever you want. That you don't put on your normal.
Hold on, man. You want to see some hot chicks cook some dope meals, some hood meals, some ramen. Shit, man, holler at us, man. We got our OnlyFans launching pretty soon, man. We're gonna have
hot
chicks
plate, right?
cooking ramen.
Nigga, we just gonna be doing this shit. We'll just do this shit live.
Behind us while we podcast. If that'll bring more viewers.
Grilled cheese.
We'll have rolling up fucking joints and shit naked, too. We can do that.
Yeah. On OnlyFans, we can.
On OnlyFans, is what I'm saying, yeah. Yeah. And then sell those joints.
And then we'll have
mail them to you.
We'll have special like sub genres. Like we'll have Flames P in a hat, smoking cigarettes, and drinking malt liquor, watching NBA basketball.
WNBA basketball. No, not NBA.
Twelve hours straight. Watching NBA TV.
Yeah, commentating like a motherfucker.
12 hours straight.
Get your
Flames P.
Sorry, take this motherfucker out of the game.
He gonna be in the
tank
top.
There's
some house slippers.
I will go into the streets and just argue with random strangers about anything.
I mean,
what would my OnlyFans be, dog?
You gonna be at home in them flip-flops?
Yo, you gotta see the flip-flops.
Yeah, flip-flops and socks just walking around.
Yeah, man.
You just see feet.
Yeah. Nigga had different
walking shit fucking footage and shit. Walking to the mailbox footage. Walking back to the car footage.
Get back. If you were to see Trent's feet and only his feet, nothing up above him, you would think he was a 47-year-old gay Iraqi immigrant who just arrived to San Francisco and is just happy to be here.
That's real specific, bro.
That's very specific.
You took me to a place. I felt like I was like in the Hurt.
You know exactly what I
mean. You took me to like one of them
that's fine.
Army movies.
Hey, that's crazy.
I love
that's
America.
Can't even,
cock.
Yeah. Painted a vivid.
I would still look like one of your cousins. So it don't matter. Fuck you.
It's okay. That's why I know this flip-flop look.
Yeah, I got my Jesus sandals on right now with socks.
I mean, I guess it makes sense.
Not as Jesus sounds, it's Jesus sandals.
Huh?
You didn't get it. This motherfucker think he on the road. Fuck this cocksmoker, man. Like, <word. laughs> like, this is going to be the first damn podcast where I punch a word in his face.
2021, bitch.
We got the most views when y'all fought, remember?
We got to fight again. That's our OnlyFans now. Fight pages.
Behind the scenes.
Fight Club.
No, it's going to be thumb Fight Club.
Yo, has anybody done that? That could be a fight. That could be an OnlyFans. Like a Fight Club.
A Fight Club?
Yeah,
I'm sure
just,
it's one up.
But OnlyFans.
No, but like just with thumb
wrestling.
Like thumb wrestling.
Thumb wrestling. Oh, hot hands. You got hot hands coming. You know what I'm saying? Thumb wrestling.
Fight Club.
Slap box.
Thumb wrestle edition.
Thumb wrestling champion, you got a slap box champion. Hot hands champion.
You know the slap box champion.
Middleweight hot hands champion.
It's gonna be an ignorant ass nigga from the hood. Every time like, I'm going now. Going now. Like,
nigga always got hot Cheetos on his hands and shit. Slap you in the eye, burn the shit out.
That's his secret. I eat a bag of flaming Cheetos
every
game.
Come to the
ring.
Come to the ring.
You're like, man, you can't do that. He's like, to the new challenger.
Show me in the rules where it says I can't eat Cheetos before every match. You show me, I'll stop. Until then,
motherfucker got Cheetos.
Y'all just haters.
He's like, see, the key is to get some of the dust under your nails.
3 to 4 Cheetos should do the job. A cluster. I call it a cluster.
He's like, yeah. You motherfucker. Slap box.
Slap box.
Cheetos on his hand.
Flaming hot Cheetos.
He comes in with some flaming
hot. If a
nigga
slap you with Cheeto dust on you.
It's over with.
You can have a mark right here.
Remember,
Bloodsport? Is that like bee powder?
Remember in Bloodsport when Van Damme got blinded?
I was just thinking, I swear to God, I was just thinking that shit.
Yeah.
nigga never see dust. Shit, nigga. Nigga blow Cheeto dust in your
mouth. No, you gotta, hey, man. You gotta kill a nigga.
Then you got this.
You gotta cry to get. Hey, you gotta cry to get that shit out. Man. You either gonna have to cry or you gotta rinse. There ain't no wiping.
But
it
wait,
out.
If you got it, then you'd have that moment of like. Remember how we had that moment of like tranquility? You'd have to go back to like. Remember when you ate the Cheetos? Remember when you ate the Cheetos? You were better than this. You got some in your eye that time.
That's
you
how you train and shit. Training, nigga, blowing Cheeto dust in your face. Hell no.
That's how I'm a trainer to be an MMA fighter.
Nigga rubbing all kind of shit in your eyes. Wing sauce and shit, lemon pepper.
Wing on, wing off.
You ready for this. You trained for this, nigga. You just wasn't ready for the fucking hot Cheeto dust.
Motherfucker training in the woods, boy, with fucking Cheeto dust. That's the worst blood sport remake ever.
No, could you imagine? You've been slap boxing and the nigga slap you in the eye. That's the first thing. Like, your nigga finger going.
The ear hurts the worst.
They got Cheetos on his eye.
Oh my goodness. Oh. The hot Cheetos, boy, it's a wrap, though. You gotta kill this nigga. You got some dust.
Slap me. That's when you gotta pull out the knife.
I mean, I don't know. Like, this is. Think of, like, the person now who's spraying the Cheeto dose. Like, this motherfucker went home and scraping flaming Cheetos.
No, the motherfucker came to the ring with the bag. That's what I'm saying. He eating them. He got them all over his feet.
But to have enough
is all he got
to
do is like, Thanos.
No, he has a pouch.
He can Thanos snap and Cheeto dust fly off.
You don't remember in the thing he had like a little, you know, had like a little pouch of dust. Like this motherfucker has like, he went home like
he just got a Cheeto. He just got one flaming hot Cheeto. You crush it, you throw it.
That's not enough.
Shit, me, if you're strong enough, you could squeeze that bitch into dust.
I can see that motherfucker looking. What's that motherfucker name?
Bolo.
Yeah, Bolo.
Oh, God.
That motherfucker.
All you see is red sparkling shit.
Like, so how'd you get your ass whooped? Man, this nigga had Cheeto dust dog in the cut.
Flaming Cheeto dust? Yeah, of course. What the fuck? Think I'm some kind of bitch? I could have taken normal Cheeto dust. I could have taken it.
No, man, that's like bear mace, man. Can't take that to the
face. I couldn't see. Fuck me up. I couldn't see.
That's like bear mace. That's gonna pause your whole game for at least 30 minutes.
Would that be tough as fuck if you win in a fight and the nigga just punch you?
You gonna panic. You gonna like, ah! He got the upper hand as soon as he do it.
You know in the comment section there's gonna be that one motherfucker like, man, you should have done this. Like, no, bitch. You didn't have Cheeto dust in your eye. You don't know.
As soon as he blew the Cheeto dust, he just opened his mouth.
You don't know how much this shit burned.
Dude, if I was there, I would have known you wouldn't have, bitch. You would have cried like the rest of us.
That's riot mace right there.
Yeah, know? Exactly.
Blue in your face. God damn it. That's what mace made out of. Cheeto dust. Okay? And water.
Cheeto dust is just Cheeto dust. No water.
You know what I'm saying?
I wish I was pepper sprayed.
Yeah, pepper spray. That's baby shit, man.
You every time I see a bag of fucking flaming Cheetos, I go in the PSG.
You ever eat Cheetos and wipe your eye by accident, nigga? You almost have a seizure.
You ever eat not anything all day and only eat Cheetos? Flaming Cheetos? Yeah, the next day it hurts.
Your stomach lining.
Your asshole burns.
The first thing come out your ass is a Cheeto.
Your asshole burns.
A whole Cheeto.
First thing that come out your ass is a whole flaming hot Cheeto. One at a time.
You eat a puffy one, you're shitting out a crunchy one, bro.
You ain't even gonna have this shit. I'm sorry to tell you.
Even if you chew that whole
bowel movement, gonna suck that dude.
That bitch gonna put a whole Cheeto back together.
It's gonna feel like matches dropping. <out. laughs> You gonna think something wrong because when you wipe, it's gonna be orange. You're gonna be like, God damn, am I bleeding? Nah, nigga, that's flaming hot coming out your ass.
That's that hot Cheeto.
That ain't blood, bruh.
You remember niggas was dying off of that damn hot Cheetos, man, because motherfuckers
was eating them too much.
They was eating a whole bunch of them shit, hell yeah.
I thought it was the Takis and shit. That's them suicidal shits.
So what are they saying? They have like a medical term for eating too many Cheetos?
I'm sure they do, bro. I'm proud of you. Probably
Cheetosis.
Cheetotosis?
Cheetophilia. Cheetophilia.
He's a Cheetophile.
Cheetophile. He's a Cheetophiliac.
The worst.
Yeah, I just moved into the neighborhood and I just have to go door to door and let everybody know I'm a Cheeto fan.
Oh,
fuck. Get the fuck off my property.
It'll be best if you don't have them at barbecues and parties because I'll be there and I'm going to fuck them up.
Looking in the weather, you
wouldn't have
no Cheeto.
Get off my lawn. You have 5 seconds.
Shit.
I see a bag, right?
You wouldn't happen to have those Cheetos.
That motherfucker see a bag of Cheetos and relapse. Like, he was good until he saw them hot.
And they got your picture in the store behind the counter.
Like, shit. Do not sell this man Cheetos.
Do not sell this man Flaming Hot Cheetos.
Off you something now. Nah, I can't. I just got out of rehab.
Like, I used to be the king slap boxer.
He's got like the ID pass. Like, I am a recovering Cheeto file. Please do not offer me any Cheetos. any Frito Lay snacks. I'm
like the Joker from the movie. Like the Joker.
Exactly. His hands at the little card. Can I have that back, please? I'm kind of short on cards.
I'm a Cheetophiliac. Please don't judge me. My fingers are permanently
all right, so anyway, what do we have lined up for the show tonight?
After that shit, man, I don't know, man.
I don't know, motherfuckers.
Y'all took me out with that Cheeto shit, bro.
Yeah, no, you get slapped with some Cheetos, though. Oh, for some rap, man. That's going to be the funniest
shit. You got to kill a motherfucker. That's disrespectful.
Yes.
That's the only way he got the belt, though, because, you know, he can't. That's his technique. He comes
it's Cheeto. Speaking of belt, Cheeto. Conor McGregor got knocked the fuck out. Oh, my goodness.
I didn't even see the shit.
Oh, man, I saw that shit.
Yeah, it was quick.
He got knocked out?
He got knocked out, dog. Like, he was whooping this nigga ass, but he was doing that Anderson Silva shit where he just opened up his face and don't really block and just stick his head in and then throw a couple of punches.
Broke his leg,
yeah, dog, that motherfucker.
He broke his leg?
The dude kept on doing shin kicks the whole fight. So by the end of the first round, that motherfucker's leg was done. He was done. Right? But McGregor was knocking him, almost knocked the motherfucker out like two or three times. Dude kept on getting back. And then McGregor just got too cocky, dog. That motherfucker got hit with one, dog. He couldn't recover, dog.
It's funny. I guess after the shit was over, he was walking out of shit. He was on some crutches and shit. Dude was standing out there. He's like, "You broke my leg. You broke my leg, motherfucker." He said something to him. He's like, "You broke my leg."
Oh, shit.
Like, yeah, that's what a dude just looking like.
Is that your Irish accent?
Yeah.
Kinda. He broke my leg.
Yeah, he had beat the dude.
We must fight them.
I know he had beat him before, but I guess nigga came ready this time.
Yeah, this nigga, I mean, but Conor McGregor even said that shit at the end of the match. He was like, "Dog, you can't come back. This isn't an inactive sport. You can't be inactive." And honestly, I take that from every career, especially.
Yeah, because he was inactive. He came back to straight to
a title. Yeah, no shit. What sport can you just come back to?
Did he have not a warm-up fight?
I don't even think sports like jobs, nigga. You can't be inactive.
Any professional.
You just like, "Yo, I'm going to just be inactive and then come back." Like, you going to be 100%? Like, nah, bro. Like, shit, dog. After shit. After the Rona. After my 6 months off, seven, 8 months
you think they let pilots and surgeons do that?
But look, fighting is different, too. Fighting is not like football. You can be out so-and-so many weeks, have a practice, and then play. Fighting, like, you got to have a fight before you have an actual fight.
You think they let pilots and surgeons, you know, like, sit out for, like, 2 years, and like, "Yeah, come on back, we got you. First day back, open up that heart." Oh, you know?
Nah, my nigga, you need a refresher, man.
Nah, bro, you need, like, just watch it.
sew this gash up first.
And you got to think, though, like, soldiers and shit like that, like, they can be on for however many amount of years and some shit happened, shit, you got to go right back then.
But I'm sure they still give you like them a tat, you know, they're not just like,
special forces and shit, them rangers and all that shit like that.
But they also assume that you're...
That's more like... I mean, you're still getting trained every day in the military.
Yeah, and if you're on the reserves, you have to check in every once in a while to make sure you're still,
like training exercises. And shit like.
You might just show up like four, you know, like one to two.
Hey, they're back. We need you. It's been 2 years.
I mean, the only thing I can think of is cold turkey. You could probably jump back in and not miss a rhythm. It's some pussy, baby. You can't do a pussy, right?
Can't do that.
Yes, you can. Yes, you can. You can do that.
You can jump right back. Back into some pussy cold turkey and perform to the best of your ability.
I think you can.
You might bust out.
I've had this happen before.
How long was the layoff?
About 4 months. And then I got back into it.
You came out.
Came out of champ.
You came out of champ.
Bro, I came out of champ. It was rare.
Were you drinking?
No.
Were there drugs involved?
There was an edible involved. Eating edible.
It was assisted.
Yeah, it was assisted.
Well, hold the fuck on. Hold on. Everybody shut the fuck up.
You had an assist.
Only 0.5.
So what, you're saying you're now attributing assists as like a bad thing?
I'm not saying it's a bad thing. I'm just saying, like, after a layoff like that, usually the first time, like, your first nut is, unless you've been jerking off,
Vigorously.
Well, then it don't count. You ain't been holding. You ain't been holding your shit
hold
back.
Hold on. So let's get this. Guys, leave your comments if anybody is listening.
If you go to war with an empty clip already, bro.
But it's not pussy. It's not war. You're in the simulator. It's the simulator.
It don't count. It don't count. You already busted up.
No. It's like using the shooting at the the cardboard things when the police. Versus actually getting shot at.
Oh no, man!
Pussy can shoot back.
You already
drinking up.
You already released some pressure on a regular basis. You already been releasing pressure, so you ain't like.
I don't think so.
If you had really waited 4 months, no jerking off,
Did you pregame before? The night before.
What do you mean? Leading that jerk off the day before?
Yeah. Okay, yeah.
You did.
I didn't know what was gonna happen, but it just. It was just, I haven't been laying for much. It kind of happened. You drink. There's not many little skip days.
So now we learned it. We learned it more. That's what I'm saying. So, after a long layoff.
He had two assists, man. Yeah, the two assists.
I don't contribute these assists.
You went into the situation with no monkeys on your back.
But when do you ever go into a situation with no monkeys on your back? You always go into it with... And some kind of assist.
Not really.
You go out on the fucking date.
I said, how long was the layoff? You said 4 months. But
4 months without pussy.
You've been busting nuts, though.
My own nuts.
Yeah. Don't matter.
Yeah. I've been having to do myself.
Don't matter.
Nobody's been busting nuts for me.
It don't matter, bro.
Yes, it does.
Hell, it don't.
Yes, it does.
How does it matter?
Because it's getting pussy. Versus not getting pussy. It's jerking
you ain't backed up.
Do you remember the first time you had sex?
You're not backed up. This is what I'm saying. You were not backed up. The first time you had sex, you probably was backed up.
Yeah, you were backed up. I still jerked off. I just learned how to jerk off at 12 years old. By the time I lost my virginity, do you know how backed up I was and how many times I jerked off?
How great were you the first time you had
sex? I actually nailed it out of the park. Oh, and that's what it is. Hold on.
Now we got to talk about, what do you consider nailing it out the park? Because every time you fuck, you just...
For like, I don't know, at least a 30-minute thing. I think it was nervousness. Because I was really nervous my first time as well. Handshaky nervous.
Man, you got the assist, dog, on the edibles. The edibles is a good assist,
I think it's
though,
the nerves.
Man.
You might be like Showtime fucking.
I never tried on the edibles.
Like when you move your whole body.
Oh, yeah. Edible fucking is
Showtime.
Nice,
Cinemax fucking. Like when they move their whole body. Yeah, and you ain't really. You simulate. You can do that for 30 minutes.
Me and this bitch, Mr. Marcus B back in the day. I was like, yeah, bitch.
When they go in there, just straight.
Yeah, you like that, don't you?
Don't talk too much shit.
Motherfucker be standing up, walking around.
That's
funny. Let me go get some water. But I ain't gonna stop stroking. Come here.
Wait, you never take a water break?
Nah. On that edible, you don't even gotta take a little water break. You just pick it up, take it with you.
you just better have the water right there. So
I have the water right there,
though. While you stroke.
Still pumping?
Yeah,
you got to keep that water.
20-year-old days.
Them 20-year-old days, you don't got to have nothing to drink. You just go. By 30s, boy, you
got to have the ceiling fan on.
I got to have some water. I'm not going under no covers. We fucking bitch.
Matter of fact.
Get the ceiling fan on. Need air.
It's hot. Hold on, it's hot.
Did you come now, bitch?
Open the window. Turn the fan on. I need some water. You want a sandwich?
I done did that shit before. God damn, I'm tired.
I done got hot.
You hot?
You done? You can't? No, I
ain't.
Nah.
I'm fucking hot. I need some water.
I need a breather, man.
My mouth dry.
Get some water, turn that fan on, come back.
Lips cracking and shit. You got the Tyrone Biggum's lips.
Get to that point where you're like, man, I just got to get this one off, man. God damn, man. I'm trying to go to sleep.
Sometimes you just go to sleep.
Yeah, you just
think it
out in the morning.
Sometimes you just go to sleep.
Well, you ever fell asleep inside the pussy, then woke back up inside the pussy, and you're like, what? I'm continuing. That is the best.
That shit is, you're like, good damn.
I call that baking bread.
You are?
Baking bread. I woke up.
Baking
bread.
What
the fuck is that?
It goes from soft to hard.
I'm not getting this position.
Oh, nah, man.
Baking bread. Straight up.
So, wait a minute.
That's funny as fuck. No.
All right, so we do have a show for you guys. At some point, we'll start talking about the shit that we...
This is the show.
I mean, it is. We, but right now, we're on...
Oh, man.
We already went down
the street. The fucking energy is high today, man.
It's too late, bro. We've been away for too long.
What if you're with some chick and you're like, you know, what's your kink? And she's like, Flamin' Hot Cheetos.
With your kid? What?
Kink. And she's like, I like Flamin' Hot Cheetos.
Oh, hell no. Bitch. I will Flamin' Hot Cheetos.
First of all, what do you want to do with those? Like, what are
you going to even ask?
You want me to feed them to you? Or, like, what is your kink? You want me, if you want anything else to do with them, you got to go. Because it's only too many things. It's not too many things.
I just think that would even be weird.
What the fuck you need Cheetos for sex? Hot Cheetos for sex?
You might feed it to her, then, you know. No. Touch your dick, and now you got a flaming dick.
No. Straight up, I'm gonna tell her. Straight up, I'm gonna tell her that's weird.
That's why they call that shit the drip.
Like, if you like to eat them shit,
I'm gonna tell you straight up. That's pretty weird. That's cool. Like, nah. If that's your kink. That's like, pretty.
I don't know.
Weird.
I wouldn't fuck with it, but you like,
I'm disappointed.
I don't want no food.
That motherfucker crazy.
I'm disappointed.
I mean, I guess every now and again it'd be cool to eat some strawberries and shit. And
that's overrated.
I guess so. It's kind of like, man, you did it.
Do I want to eat the strawberry or like, what's the point? Like. She don't get no pleasure from me eating the strawberry. Like, you know what I'm saying? What the fuck? Like, okay, we eating strawberries and shit.
I really never got that either.
Yeah. What are the strawberries?
Yeah, what would you want me to do with it? Like,
yeah. What do you
I'm
do?
Gonna eat one, then you're gonna eat one.
Is this a snack before?
I guess. What are we supposed to do
like
with
five?
This? Yeah, what are we doing with
this? Yeah, then I need to get some water after I eat this.
You guys watch too much fucking movies.
Now I'm hungry. Now I'm fucking hungry.
You motherfuckers watching too many movies. Like, what?
I ate two strawberries. Like, with chocolate. Now I'm
I mean, that was the thing back in the 90s. So whipped cream. All those movies.
I'm gonna go to sleep.
With the romantic sex scene, it'd be like.
See, once you do all that shit, you realize how kind of stupid it is. Whipped cream and chocolate. Because now you fucking sticky and stink. Because you smell like dried up milk now.
But, hold on.
Motherfuckers smell like similar.
Yeah. Hold on. You smell, both y'all smell like a baby threw up on you. Because you want to get freaky with some Cool Whip.
Well, that doesn't smell like baby. That smells like ice cream sundaes. But anyway, I'm in total agreement with you on this. Hold on. I'm in total agreement with you on this. But you still had to do this. Like, we can, like, all the young motherfuckers listening are like,
cliche.
Fuck you, you don't know what you're talking about.
No, of course
I'm going to do it, and I'm going
to
do it better.
No, of course you got to do it, because, like, that's what the movies teach you. And
exactly.
All that shit. Chocolate syrup and whipped cream and all that.
But it's that still shit, fun, but it is
bullshit.
A mess.
No,
at the end of the day,
the same thing.
That's some bullshit. At the end of the day, you just got to do it to experience
it
yourself.
We just left dinner. Bitch, I'm not about to come back and eat no strawberries and all that shit. Cheesecake for dessert, man. Let's go ahead on.
I'm at a certain point in my like life now where it's like if I eat too much dinner, sex is off. I'm like, fuck it, man. We'll just do
That's
it in the morning.
No, I need to eat, though, like, no. To fuel the beast. You can't just eat on. You can't just like fuck on an empty stomach.
Straight up. That's tough.
But you can't fuck on a really full stomach
you
either. Like,
well, that's why you just need the weight. No,
that's when you just hit the side motion.
drink or something.
That's
a lazy fuck.
I'm just going to give me tonight, baby.
I'm sorry.
My bad.
It's about me tonight.
You just apologize directly afterwards.
You had all day. We did what you wanted to do all day.
Yeah, I didn't make my apology up.
You like pre-apologize.
Soon as, like, yeah, I'm talking about as soon as I feel
I got
that you,
Mom.
Like, I'm sorry.
I got you, Mom.
Like, I don't even enjoy the nut.
Oh, shit.
Like, I'm sorry.
You
like,
I'm sorry.
I got you back in a minute.
Let me take a nap. I'm hot.
You disappointed in yourself.
I'm explaining this.
But you gotta go to sleep.
I'm sorry. You know I make up for it.
Did you? And she was like, did you?
No.
Hop up and go to the bathroom.
They just got on that shit. Fuck it, I did.
Like, my bad, man. I just had to get it off. Like, that motherfucker. And, like, that usually is falling, like, oh, man, I had a long day at work.
I didn't drink no water today.
They been beating me up today at work. That has nothing to do with nothing.
I told you I ain't want to do it right now. All kind of excuses.
I told you I ain't want to do it right now.
I told you spaghetti make me.
I wasn't even ready.
You look so pretty today.
Don't go that route.
That's what I was saying.
Don't go that route.
You look so pretty today and immediately fall asleep. Like, that's perfect, dog.
Don't go that route.
You gotta give him a compliment.
You look so pretty.
Straight cop out route. You look so You look so pretty today.
That's why. That's
next
why.
2 minutes, you snore.
You gotta sound like you gotta sound slow when you say it.
You look amazing.
You look so pretty today.
You looked amazing that day.
Like you just be like,
you got some making up to do the next
day. Yeah. You got to.
Bad,
you wake up early, like shit. I made you breakfast.
Yeah, you got to do something.
You gotta go the extra mile the next day.
Oh shit!
That shit funny. Cause when you lay it down, you can sleep in like early, yeah, waking up with them damn.
You gotta wake up early.
When you lay it down, you ain't getting up till 11, 12. Y'all eating lunch? Ain't no breakfast, bitch. We eating lunch.
You gotta already did store runs and everything.
Breakfast shit. You fuck up. Yeah, you gotta do something.
Yeah, you gotta. Do
you gotta have a day planned out the next day.
I got the clothes in the washer.
I was thinking we could go to the park and then. Go get you something to eat and go get drunk later on.
We ain't never had no picnic. I was thinking we could do that. Like, nigga, you doing picnics? All because you busting
you
up.
You got to make it up,
before
bro.
Before your girl could get one off.
Then you have, then you have a picnic, get home that night.
Yeah, you got to make it
bust
up.
Bust a nut just as quick.
But you gotta make sure she's drunk enough not to notice. Like she still had fun. You know what I mean? You gotta make
did
sure
you,
she
did
still
you have a good day at least.
You had a good day.
Like I don't know what's going on.
You're gonna double back.
Just so attracted to you.
You don't
all
want
all
that to happen. You don't want to start coming up with excuses.
You just look so good today. Just, I don't know what is.
Nah, that was the excuse yesterday.
Your pussy been so wet lately.
Like it's the same.
Man,
pussy
I'm just you just got hit with a
girl. Same
man,
shit.
I'm just stressed out, man.
Like, I think it's my diet. I ain't.
I gotta get some sea moss.
I need some sea moss.
Nigga, go to GNC the next day, dog.
I was supposed to be drinking water all week, and I ain't drinking. I been drinking water, fucking around with these niggas.
Nigga go on Instagram whiskey. Buying all the sea moss. Like, yeah, let me get that. Oh, like, yeah, vitamin B.
My whole gallon. Yeah.
Do you think people still do that though? Once they've been in a relationship for more than like
what excuses?
Yeah, like
you
five
shouldn't.
Years and shit. Like,
the excuses
five
are like
years? 5 years.
I've been with you a minute. I bust another night, but you all right?
No, these are like we're talking of like first 4 months of a relationship.
Nah,
after
years, like you know,
I've proven myself many times. Shit like this gonna happen.
Yeah, all right. You know what I'm like.
You know what it is.
This is what's
you know what? When I bring my A game,
you know it's here.
This is no indication on how it really is.
You done seen A, B, and C.
Oh, you better show up sometimes.
This is the preseason.
You better show up sometime. No, you can't just go up and just show up missing.
You got to make those first few ones count. Yeah, like, those are the ones that are most. Yeah, those are the ones you're solidifying.
You got to have
like,
a couple good games.
Your legacy.
Fuck around and just call it in.
Yeah, your first game, you got to have like a quadruple double.
Yeah. I'm taking all the shots tonight. God damn it.
Stroke
all titty,
game.
All titty sucks. All stroke game on point. Eating the pussy. I wasn't even pussy. Did you come off of eating the pussy? That's a triple double. Then I sneaked up and ate your ass. Man, that's a quadruple double.
Like, out of there, gone,
though.
I got player of the game and everything. Man.
Six man of the year.
Led all scorers and points. Ass
come
slaps.
Back player.
And he finished off with pancakes in the morning.
Oh man!
3 days later, you got 5 points, 1 assist.
You know, I did what I could do to contribute to the team. You know,
you wasn't even in the game long enough.
Hey, it still was a team win. It still was a team win.
I got injured. I had a cramp. I got injured.
Oh man! Yeah, 5 years later, you got all kind of excuses.
You ain't been to practice all week and shit.
Yeah, I ain't been to practice all week. Practice? We talk about practice?
The doctor said my blood pressure was a little high this week.
I'm a 5-year vet. What you talking about? Practice.
Practice.
Then eventually, you just become that has been. Like back in '84, I was the man.
Remember when we first met?
Oh, you don't never want to be that motherfucker.
Hey, no, like,
she cheat, nigga. You got like you say that
you
she cheat.
You still here?
She's just gonna be like, mm-hmm.
You still here?
Mm-hmm. Remember
when we first met?
Yeah, I remember. She getting her back blown out by Charles.
Ain't that like the nutty
old and you don't give a fuck because you like. I'm not that same guy no more.
You still got that picture in your wallet, though?
Hey, man, long as she cooked dinner by 8 o'clock, man.
Yeah, man, goddamn.
I don't know, man.
Remember what I did when I first met?
Remember how I was? You never erase what we was.
So that pussy up.
You can't erase what we was.
Oh, my
God. That's what you wanted to marry.
Flip from above the rim. You can't erase what we were. You can't erase what we were.
You can't erase it. You can't never go backwards.
All right, we have something serious.
Yo, that's terrible. Fucking assist, man. Motherfucker went from a quadruple double to a motherfucker.
You got to stay in the gym, bro.
To a single.
Stay in the gym for your single lady, bro. You don't want to.
Six man.
You got to stay in the gym, man.
You don't want to get traded.
Yeah, man.
Or released. You don't want to get released.
Released.
Trying out for another team and you ain't got the skills. Won't nobody pick you up?
You don't even know you got traded. You on a flight.
You can't get picked up. Now you in the D-League and shit. Now you in the D-League fucking with the thoughts and shit.
I'm gonna go ahead and move in another direction.
Yeah. Like, wait a minute. Nigga,
you like, hold on, I was about to come out of your place.
Like, wait a minute.
Another direction.
Yeah, like, wait a minute.
I'm gonna take my talent to South Beach. You go to South Beach.
They done got another star player. Like, wait a minute. Wait a minute.
Now you got to start practicing all over again. You ain't practicing 15 years. You're like, back in the gym.
Gotta get back in the gym.
Can't keep up with these young boys. I can't keep up with these young boys.
I got this.
these motherfuckers is in the gym.
These niggas be working out.
She did this to me.
these young niggas in AC malls. Let me get some of that.
Damn, though.
Man, that should be funny as hell, man.
Don't let yourself go, gentlemen. Nah, when she lets you go.
You gotta stay with it, baby.
Keep it spicy. You know what I'm saying? Keep it spicy.
Yeah, man. Yo, y'all motherfucking stupid, though.
For real, man.
All right, man.
That shit was
did
funny.
So, I tried to watch the Ashanti versus Keisha Cole versus, man. That shit was terrible. Like, from the second they announced it, I was just like, all right, I'm going to try to tune in. I like, you literally see Olansky joined. Olansky left. like, I was out,
I did
bro.
That shit like 10 times. Because every time I was like, oh, she probably, they on now. They weren't nobody. I'm like, what the fuck?
I mean, almost a year in. Are these things still relevant?
Nah, man, this shit.
Like, do people still pay attention? Yeah, like.
I think the Jeezy versus Gucci versus kind of capped it off for me. Like, I think I'm done with versus.
It was only two verses that I was interested in. That was that one that you just said, and then the Bounty Killer and Beanie Man. That was a great one. Because they ended up, like, performing together the whole time. Yeah.
There was only one I watched. I'm trying to remember which one.
They had a lot of them, but
the only one
that stood out to me was the ones that I named.
I feel like they should start letting us do the verses now, man.
Like voting for who you want.
Yeah, voting for who you want. Because me, right now, dog, I damn have to go with Billy Blanks versus Dan Wesley Snipes, dog.
What the fuck?
Like, that's the verses I want to see. I want to see Wesley Snipes versus Billy
Blanks. Could you imagine that, Wesley Snipes? You wanted to beat me, motherfucker. You wanted to beat me.
Because Billy Blanks was like, all right, we can't get Wesley Snipes. Let's get that nigga Billy Blanks.
Same haircut. Same tone, nigga.
Billy Blanks opened the doors for him.
Yeah, probably.
Billy Blanks came out first.
Billy Blanks was the first black nigga with the triangle haircut. You right.
His head was just triangle. I think he had no choice. That nigga head shaped like a shark.
Them triangle high tops, dog. Like, nigga, take them shit back. Nigga.
When the white girl was doing
the triangle high tops with the Zubas. The tiger stripe pants and shit.
Oh, he did.
The muscle shirt.
Yeah, the muscle shirt.
And the dangly
the
earrings.
Oh, man.
I used to have one of those dangly earrings. The little, like, on the
rope. Shit back, man. Them shit back, dog.
Yeah, a lot of the 90s are back.
That shit back, man.
Not any of the good parts.
Yeah, they could do like a...
I tried putting on one of them shit. That shit kind of felt like something slapping me against my neck. I was like, nah, I can't do that.
What about like a... What about like a...
Like, I don't like that shit slapping me.
What about like a Forrest Whitaker, Don Cheadle versus...
Forrest Whitaker versus Don Cheadle?
That'll be ew. They both got some dope moves.
I don't know.
Damn, our show is that bad that our only studio... audience member is leaving now. Like, goodbye, studio audience member.
Hey, it ain't about who leaves. It's about who comes.
We are now coming to you live from a COVID-friendly environment.
It ain't about who leaves. It's about who comes.
Nah, but I was thinking about the verses, man. I was like, they really should let motherfuckers start voting. Like,
yeah,
do some hood verses, man.
Let the people vote.
Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, some culture verses, dog. Not just like music verses.
Like, wouldn't that just be... Fucking
Captain Crunch
again,
versus King Vitamin. face off.
Yeah, the Captain Crunch. Captain Crunch versus whatever the knockoff.
King Vitamin.
The cereals?
Yeah. King Vitamin? Is that the knockoff? Or is Captain Crunch? How the fuck do you guys know that?
Because we ate on
this. Motherfucker, because we ate this shit.
I had a King Crunch, nigga. I had a King Vitamin.
Yeah, yeah. I had the flakes.
Hey, the shit tastes just as good, and it lasts longer. It don't get soggy as quick for some reason.
Because it's made with styrofoam.
They said it's made out of space age polymer. It's made out of space age polymer.
It's just made out of Mars materials.
Cornstarch.
Yeah, that's right.
Shit was good as fuck, bro.
That shit do get stay hard as fuck. That shit, yeah, you know,
it just, stay on top of the milk. Yeah. It just float on top of the milk.
You let that shit stay in the milk for like 20 minutes. That shit's still fucking up the roof of your
mouth. You gotta like take your hand. You gotta take your hand and smush it down into the milk.
You gotta microwave it to fucking make it so.
Submerge. And King Vitamin got me through some shit.
That shit fucked the roof of your mouth up.
Roof of mouth has got a whole sheet. Yeah. It's like a whole sheet hanging off the roof of your mouth.
Fuck around, drink some lemonade after that. I done did it. This is all I know. That's how I can speak on it.
Why do cereal do that, man? They make cereal notorious for that, man. Fruit Loops and all that shit.
I was going to see 50 Cent and Jahlil versus.
That's got to happen,
though. That's it. That's not
really sooner or later.
I feel like 50 Cent going to be like, we smoking our Ja Rule's career tonight.
Oh, shit. I can see it. I can see it.
He's like, yo, Ja, play them hits.
Yeah. I know this
shit. Ja Rule
got hits.
50 Cent to fuck around and buy Ja Rule's catalog and then you can't play shit during
Ja Rule got hits, but he ain't got hits that I can go back and be like, oh, let me play that right now. 50 Cent got hits that I'd be like,
all Ja Rule right hits now. He need Ashanti for.
Yeah.
No, I don't know.
Unfortunately.
It's Rule, baby.
Holla.
Ja Rule.
I lost my virginity to Ja Rule song. It was Ja Rule.
You lost your virginity too.
Hold on, man. I don't want that.
There was
that
a Ja Rule song playing in the background.
You don't remember which one?
If I can hear it, I would. It was one of the duo ones. She was listening to it when he became kind of R&B-ish. It was the one I remember the video with them into like the curse wheel. Not the one where it's
Grease.
That one? What was the song?
Yeah, that's when they were at the.
Oh, yeah. I forgot the song.
I don't know, but it was Grease. That was one of the biggest songs.
You remember that?
What you know about it? It's Rule, baby.
So, okay, I like Ja Rule too in a way, like when he first came out, but like after all the
every little
songs,
thing that we do.
After the second album.
I ain't even listen to him, man.
Every time I hear that song, I'm like,
yeah, I mean, he was popping because of them fucking.
See, I, you know, murder, ain't call them niggas.
It's Rule, baby.
They had their little tongue.
Yeah, dog. That shit was hard, but then 50 just dropped that goddamn wankster.
No, 50 did that fucking that G-Unit Radio part one through whatever.
Yeah, the whole mixtape series.
Dissing motherfuckers the whole time. I was like, all
right. Now, How to Rob was my shit back in the day, too. But then when that Wankster dropped, dog, that video dropped, that nigga had the
Wankster
little
was crazy.
Ja Rule, dog. Yeah. I was like, oh, man.
Wankster was crazy.
He killed that nigga, dog. He killed that nigga career, dog.
Wankster was crazy, though. That's classic shit.
Yeah, but even Ja Rule, when he came out, was kind of like Dollar Store DMX. You know what I mean? Like, I remember hearing him, like, I've never heard, you know, there was always, like, your biting style, and that kind of was, like, a thing in, like, the 90s, like, the late 90s.
I'm going to be, like, a DMX Tupac slash.
But that was basically, like, the studio execs were, like, all right, this auto voice, we need to find one of these for
us. We need one. He's little.
We need one of those guys.
He's a miniature DMX.
Like, it was, like, a complete, like.
They ran with it.
DMX is still my nigga, man.
But I will say, if it wasn't no Ja Rule, you know who would have been it? Dragon. Remember Dragon?
Yeah. I remember Dragon.
I fuck a Dragon.
Dragon. I like Dragon. Lyrical as fuck.
I like Dragon. I remember that.
Yeah. He slept on. He's still lyrical to this day.
Man, a lot of them lyrical motherfuckers slept on.
Pacino
XL.
That shit, I was like, yeah, that's what's up.
Yeah. Oh,
hell yeah.
Man,
hell yeah.
He stutters like crazy, you know that?
What happened?
Like, he stutters like crazy.
Dragon?
Dragon.
No, I seen him in interviews, but I ain't seen him stutter.
His interviews, he tell you, like, he try to talk, like, real slow and shit.
But say he worked through that shit.
Yeah, he like, damn. He's like, the only time he don't stutter is when he rap.
Crazy. Yeah, he got, like, spit, too. Like crazy spit. Yeah.
Wonder how he figured that. Wonder
and he rap fast too. He can rap fast. He can rap slow. Like, he's.
I just see like a whole movie about this now. Like he's got like a speech to tell at the end of the movie, and he can't. So he's like, he looks off to the side and he's like, just rap it.
Well, they should do a Rough Rider movie. They should. Rough Rider produced some legendary people: Eve, Swiss Beats, DMX, Lox.
Oh yeah, no, they didn't produce Lox. Lox joined. Well, they,
but Lox was already. Lox is who they are because they was able to go to Rough Riders.
They were because of Nas. Yes.
No, because of Puffy. You mean like that's where they was first. That was a Bad Boy. Yeah, then they went to.
But Lil Cam,
Rough Riders let them boy beat him.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying? Rough Riders. That's when they was.
No, I remember it being like a big thing. Like they went over to Rough Riders.
The last thing they did with Puff Daddy was all about the Benjamins and what they was shining. Oh, about the Benjamins, man.
He fucked them boy on their money.
They dipped out. They've been doing like the hardest street shit. For 10 years plus, you know what I'm saying?
So yeah, like, dog, like, facts. Because them motherfuckers had that...
But the Lox had recognition. Because
when State Property came out and shit, I was like, I fuck with the Lox over State Property, dog. That motherfucker... Oh, yeah, no, she Luch said something on Freestyle on Hot 97 one time. He's like, I can stand backwards. I got so much diamonds on my wrist, I can stand backwards while taking a piss. It sounds so stupid now, but back in the day when you heard it live on the radio, that shit was probably one of the hottest bars ever.
Like, them boys go, man.
Yeah, them boys go.
No, there's some of those now. I listen back. I'm like, damn, I can't believe I like that shit. But there's some shit. I'm like, damn, I can't. I'm happy it held through time.
Some shit, yeah, some
like anything Big L time. That he did live. I'm like, damn, that shit is still fire.
That's a fact.
That's my nigga right there. Yeah, man.
That's a fact.
Especially that one. Like, there's just some. Yeah.
Big Pun. People forget about Big Pun.
That was my first concert.
Like this was like that. Like that was a whole part of my like. Fucking hell.
We're going back to Orange like high first school, on this
like,
one. Yeah,
yeah, yeah. Like my whole high Orange school first. Was like Big Pun's era. Like Big Pun had two albums.
I was a bonehead, man. I like hard. I fuck with Bone Thugs heavy back in the
day. Big Pun was hard, man.
I got
man.
Both of them bitches in
the car.
Classic.
Classic album.
Yeah, baby, was classic.
Yeah, baby, was classic.
When I was a kid.
Two albums was classic.
When I was
my
a kid,
God, bro.
When I was a kid, my dad got was a, like a you know a town car driver in New York, and he got Big Pun.
Yeah.
And this was before How to Be a Player. It was when he had that one diss track about Tupac, but he got him to sign the mixtape.
Yeah.
Or whatever, whatever. And he brought it to me, and I didn't even know who Big Pun was. I was like, oh, whatever. But I played it. I was like, oh, I like this dude. And then we moved to South Carolina, and How to Be a Player dropped out. And I was like, I got this motherfucker's autograph. And I went to go get it, and I was like, Ma, where's my thing of, like, where's my box of autographs? You know, I had, like, a little cigar box with, like, shit in it. She's like, oh, I threw that all away.
It's like, Big Pun, rest in peace.
I also had Brandon Lee's autograph in that box, too.
Oh, shit.
Damn, my mom totally fucked me over twice.
Damn, bro.
In one layer, like, totally.
Yeah, she owe you some autographs. Yeah,
these weren't like, you know, like eBay purchases or like this. These were like personal like meets. Like,
yeah, that's
what you said.
Like I got to meet Brandon Lee when I was like 5 years old, and he signed it for his mixtape to Orin for my dad.
That's crazy.
Them shit's in the garbage.
Damn, somebody got that shit.
Nah, I doubt it.
Damn, that shit crazy, man. You be sitting there, motherfucker throwing that shit away.
That was Orin's first disappointment. As well, since we're on Orange First.
Yeah,
tell us about it. What happened, buddy?
I was pissed.
What are you talking about? A girl dumped you or something?
No, we're talking about Orange First, the song of virginity, the first concert, now his first disappointment.
What was the disappointment?
My mom throwing away my...
Oh, that shit.
Yeah.
Yeah, I guess.
I was, what, like 14 when he died? 15? Yeah. Yeah.
I remember what? My first disappointment was my dad told me there was no Santa Claus. That shit was...
No, I found that out.
But I kind of knew that shit already because my mom didn't celebrate Christmas. So, like, but my dad tried to make me for it. So, like,
you figured it out.
You know what I'm saying? I figured it out. But the way he told me, he was just like, I was like, yo, I was like 5 or 6 or some shit like that. Because my mom's African, so she ain't celebrate Christmas. But my dad did. So when I went and stayed at my dad's house, you know, I had no choice but to celebrate it. I was like 5, 6. And I was like, yo, we baked some cookies and shit like that. I was like, let's bake another pan of cookies. My dad was drunk as fuck. The motherfucker screamed from his bed. He's like, hell nah, y'all ain't baking no more motherfucking cookies. He's like, I'm tired of staying up all night eating these goddamn cookies. Ain't no Santa Claus. I'm Santa Claus. I'm the motherfucker that got to eat all these goddamn cookies and throw half of them away because I can't eat 12 cookies.
You just had your mouth wide open.
That's funny.
Yeah, dog. Yeah, that's how I found out there was no
Santa Claus.
Let me tell you about disappointment. These motherfuckers who live up the street from me, I had to be like 7, 8 years old. This Ninja Turtles was popping. Remember the Ninja Turtle movie came out and motherfuckers was in costumes and shit? These motherfuckers was like, yeah, our dad is making Ninja Turtle costumes in the basement. Like, you can get in them and do flips and shit. And I was like, for real, can he make me one? They was like, yeah. He'll give it to you on Friday. And like every day I'm asking them about them. They line, it's three of them. They brothers and sisters. So it's three of them. They collaborate and line their asses off. They like, he did this, he made this, and he made you a Raphael, and da da da. And they telling me, like hyping me up, bro. I'm so happy. I'm telling my moms. She's like, well, she don't know shit. You know what I'm saying? She's like, telling your mom. I'm like so excited about this shit, man. Friday come around, I'm running down the street and shit. Knock on their door, they come to the door. I'm like, wait, is the costumes ready? And they fucking told me and shit. They was lying.
They point and laugh at you?
Bro, like, I did the fucking, boys in the hood swinging in the air.
No, but hold on. So here's actually, this is funny,
like,
because
I'm dreaming about this shit. Like, I'm gonna put the fucking costume
you're,
on. I'm gonna do karate. I'm gonna be strong. Motherfuckers lied to me, man.
You motherfuckers just set up a perfect segue for my story. So when I found out Santa Claus wasn't real, was actually when the day I got that Brandon Lee autograph, we were at a karate festival in San Diego, I think it was, or San Francisco. I don't remember. I was like 6, 7 years old. And another person that I got an autograph for was, we're walking, and there's this, like, dude, and, like, I'm with my dad. And we're in this, like, big convention center, yada, yada. And this dude with, like, a ponytail, but I don't know. But he just looked like one of these, like, 90s guy with, like, a ponytail earrings, you know, that kind of shit. My dad's like, do you know who this is? I'm like, no idea. He's like, this is the guy that fights under the Leonardo costumes in the Ninja Turtles movies. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, wait, those aren't real turtles? Like, oh, my dad's like, oh, yeah, they're like that. So on the way out, so that was a complete disappointment in a sense.
Like, oh, man, this nigga,
but on the way home, I'm questioning. I'm like, who else is it real? I'm like, Santa Claus? Easter Bunny?
Yeah, now I'm wondering.
Who the fuck else are you lying to?
So motherfuckers is wearing costumes now? Like, yeah.
Yeah, all this shit is fake.
Bruh, tell me, bro.
Damn you.
I was heartbroken, bro. I could cry. To this day, I was hurt.
Yeah, dog.
No kids is some fucking asshole.
You can't tell me you about to have me a whole Ninja Turtle, like, suit, motherfucker. Oh, like, not a costume, but a suit. It was like the mouth moves.
We talk about disappointments. I got another one. So my dad, all right, I was about 6 or 7.
Some evil motherfucker.
That's all the shit I would do as a kid.
They like, evil, bro. That was evil, bro. That's evil,
I was about 6 or 7. My dad, you know, grew up in the, my dad lived in the country and shit. So I was about 6 or 7. We watched cartoons, you know, at night. We watch a movie and shit. Before we go to sleep, we watch Bambi, right? I was like, all right, cool. Like 6 or 7, my first time watching Bambi. I'm like, dope. Fucking 3 o'clock in the morning, my dad busts up in the room, dog. Like, my room is pitch black. I was asleep. That motherfucker just busts up in my room. Boom! Wake up, little nigga! I'm like, huh? He's like, wait, I got a surprise for you. He's like, watch this, you're gonna love it. Motherfucker, I walk outside. He get dressed, it's cold. Go outside. He's like, look, I got Bambi's mom. And proceeds to cut the deer in half, dog. And all fall out of it, dog. Yeah.
Just onto the lung. Yeah.
That explains why you're so fucked up these days. That explains why. Yeah,
woken up at 3 a.m. just to see this shit? Like, you woke me up for this?
Yeah, dog.
I am never going to talk shit to you again, Trent. I'm sorry.
Yeah, no.
That's like some shit you see on like True Detective. Like,
no, that's some straight. You can just put that in the movie. That's funny as hell.
Like, yo, straight up, dog. Like,
country shit.
Like, that's some country shit, dog.
Wake up. Where you see, you gonna love it. Once you see this shit, you gonna love it.
Please do that shit.
You half sleep.
But what's fucked up is
you half sleep at 7 years old and see some guts and shit.
He could have done this on any day he wanted to. He chose to be like, hey, son, let's watch Bambi.
Then I'm doing
this. This is like premeditated.
That was the setup.
It's like,
see, I'ma soften him up first. And shell shock his ass.
See how tough my son is.
Psychological with this shit, bro.
What'd you guys have for breakfast that morning?
Probably venison. Yeah. Like the maple kind. That shit was hitting.
That's funny. Oh, as fuck.
Eating Bambi.
Yeah.
Did Bambi's mom even have a name, or was it just like Bambi's mom?
That was
just
the mom.
No, that shit. No, that grew.
That's funny.
That was a disappointment.
That's funny.
My dad was a straight up asshole, but I love that nigga.
That's funny as fuck.
Nah, man. So, man, I had a thought a couple of weeks ago. I was sitting there thinking, I was like, I know we're in a politically correct slash incorrect time or politically correct times now, you know, with racism and everything like that. And then so I started thinking about certain things and certain stuff that I like to get done from certain genres of people. And I was like, is that racist to go to certain groups of people for certain tasks?
I know what you were saying, but can you be a little more specific for the audience members?
Oh, like when they said, like, if you get an accountant, get, like
yeah, like if you get an accountant, get an Asian accountant or a Jewish accountant. If you
I Googled Jewish doctors in my area once, it didn't pop up.
Yeah.
There's no, like, list. Apparently, they don't put Jews on a list.
But what would you say for black people?
Black people, like, shit, dude, if I need, you know, like...
I get my hair cut at a black barber.
If you need it. That's fucked
yeah,
up,
yeah, barber. Yeah, barber. I would definitely say black barbers.
And I'm not black, for those of you not
soul
watching.
Food. Black soul
food. Niggas said soul food. Look at the categories we got, man. That's fucked up,
nah,
man.
Nah, nigga, basketball. Nigga,
like, if you want a scientist, no, nigga, get an Asian.
Nigga, if I want to watch basketball, I'm going to watch some niggas. Like, shit, crazy, yeah, shit.
I mean,
yeah, you know what I'm saying? Like, football.
If it's proven that y'all do this better than
that. Yeah. Here's one. If you have to hire security, do you want a black guy or a white guy?
It depends.
I'm asking.
I want like a ninja or some shit.
I want an ex-whoever.
Yeah.
You want a guy in a suit or you want like a black guy in like hoodie, all that shit up?
I want like an Israeli, ex-Israeli soldier.
That's actually the best one, but yeah. I said black and white guy.
I want what Kanye got.
Yeah.
Them motherfuckers.
He got Mossad guys?
Yeah, he got
them. Yeah, that's what I'm about.
Yeah, them Israeli motherfuckers don't play.
They know all kind of chokeholds.
Yeah, we do.
They teach the U.S. U.S. police.
One day
they
might try to extort you, and then you fucked up.
I want one of them niggas though.
Hell yeah.
Nah, because they you know they
see. Retired. So yeah, we want apparently Israeli bodyguards. Well, that's what we're going with.
What's fucked up? We can't do shit. Man,
I like going to Chinese massage places, not because of the hand jobs, but because they're like.
Yeah, they know how
fucking
to
great massage, yeah, like they really are.
They got little hands.
Yeah, they're not worried of laws, you know.
I want to go to them. A Brazilian massage probably doesn't sound bad, but it's probably
now, hold on, efficient. No, I'm not. Like, is there one you won't do?
Too
like, you know what I mean? Like, if you go to like a soul food and you see it's like, you
Mexican
know, Karen cooking, like, yeah, I'm not fucking with this. Like, what's like a legitimate one?
I don't know. That's
a good one.
If I see a Mexican dude cooking soul food, I might try it. But it depends on how Mexican he is. If he like speak no lick of English,
I'd give it a try. Like, nah, because they can cook though. They can cook
like
though.
Food, you know, I mean, you can learn that shit.
Yeah,
but you know, the people who do
like
the
cleaning,
best are
cleaning. So. Like, all right, so I recently
that's
tried.
That's a good one. I will not take a white cleaner.
Like, I will not take a black cleaner. Like, I'm telling you that right now because I hired two black cleaners to clean the house. One lady said, I can't clean your shower because I'm going to get wet, which baffled the fuck out of me. I said, what?
That's like one of the spots you can't even clean. That's like one of the more important spots.
Yeah, that's what I was just like, huh?
It's like saying I can't clean your house because I'm going to get dirty.
Yeah, like, it's like, wait, what? Okay, like.
All
right. I'm not asking you to clean the shower outside when it's raining. Like, I'm asking you to clean
it. I'm not asking you to turn it on and get in it and clean it out.
Like, you got to turn it on to clean it?
You got to turn it on and get in it? How do you clean your shower at home? Or do you?
She cleans her shower.
She take a shower and clean it at the same time.
Wait, you guys don't do that?
I've never done that. You did that before?
I've done that before.
Took a shower and cleaned it?
Yeah.
Crazy.
You what? A wild boy.
What's wrong with you,
bro? You a wild boy.
You pour your cereal, then pour the milk, don't you? You one of them.
Whoa, hold on. What did you say?
No.
No, what did you say? What did you say? I do what? Did you say it backwards? What do you do?
Yeah. I pour the fuck. No, I meant.
You said it backwards, right?
Yeah, I said
it. Cool, because I was going to say, that's some fucking weird. You pour the
milk. I meant you pour the milk and then pour
no,
the
No, that's just, there are people out there that do that, and you guys should just
no,
fucking
nobody
kill yourself.
Does that. No, don't nobody do that.
Some people do that.
Some people pour the milk, then the cereal.
Yes, there are people that do that.
How you know?
I have a cousin who does it. I love my cousin. You should be accepted. Don't kill yourself. But the rest of you,
what's the logic behind that, though?
Nah, you gotta think.
The parents took him out and fucking witnessed a deer slaughtering as a child? I don't know. Like some fucked up childhood trauma.
I don't do that.
Shit.
Like, my dad was
seeing people do that shit. I was like, what?
That's psychopathic behavior. That's psychopathic.
My dad was country. He wasn't hick. Like, shit. The fuck wrong with you? Shit. There's a difference. Just because a nigga country don't mean he hick. That's true. That's funny. Oh, my goodness, man. Nah, man, but I was like, all right, I got the black cleaner. She didn't do a good job. I was like, all right, man, maybe it was just that one. So I hired another black cleaner. Didn't do a good job. So then guess what?
No black cleaners.
I went with a Latino cleaner. And boy, was I happy. Like, so shout out to them, man. Shout out to
No, that is for, actually, boy, like it's not Latino. It's if, and this, the rule of thumb is. And
niggas just, don't like cleaners.
It's if you're going to hire a maid, and I can say this because my mother is a maid, and she does fall under this category. If the maid doesn't have an accent, then it's not worth it. Facts. It really isn't. Like, Americans will not clean as much as immigrants. Yeah, it really is.
I should have went with an African. African-owned
or Jamaican. Jamaican. They clean.
African make you feel bad about yourself. You no doctor?
Yeah, no.
You come here in country and you no doctor.
Americans are dirty. Black Americans is dirty.
Lazy. Look at this nigga.
Clean your own shit.
You want me to clean your house.
Nigga in the house. Hey, you clean your house. No, you pay me to make you feel bad for that. So you clean your house while I badger you. That's what you pay me for.
You start calling this motherfucker to get approval. So I joined medical school. I don't care.
I'm going to be a doctor soon.
It's not good enough. It's too late.
It's
like, what's the GPA?
You have your whole life to be a doctor. I am a cleaning lady, a nanny, a doctor, a lawyer.
A GPA. 3.6. Confuse me. Are you serious?
Africans be having qualified for that shit, bro. They be architects.
Yeah, I'm about to just pay Africans to badger me.
They just keep leveling up.
How many packs of Dunkaroos did you eat?
The African diet. The African.
We don't have Dunkaroos in Africa.
It's African. It's actual Africans that follow you around. They're in your back seat.
We have kangaroos.
How many double cheeseburgers can one eat in 1 week?
Sounds like Jewish mothers.
How many double cheeseburgers can one eat in
1 week? We have one goat in whole village for 2 days. And you eat 2 Dunkaroos a day for a week? You should be ashamed. You have a real problem.
People, like I said, the motherfuckers who you know who do some shit good, that's who normally gonna go with.
I don't know, like, bro. It depends on what we're doing.
Yeah, it really depends.
I think nowadays you just gotta see the proof.
Because I'm not watching all white basketball.
I think that's like an old stereotype.
That's not gonna happen.
Yeah, but like, yeah, like, no, you don't have about to go to no.
I think like that's like an old stereotype. No, because
you letting a white guy cut your hair? Any of you?
I seen white dudes that can cut hair.
There we go. See, so I'm saying no. There's a no to that.
Exactly.
I've seen white.
I mean, mine's a pretty easy haircut. So I don't give a fuck.
Who needs a haircut?
I'm saying mine's a pretty easy haircut.
Oh, I mean, I know white dudes that can't cut hair though.
Do you trust them to cut your hair?
White dudes be in the
If I had to.
So that's a no.
If I had to.
If I had to is not if you have to. That's a...
I would. If I had to, yeah, I still...
If I got to.
That means your options are limited. Right. So you're...
Not necessarily.
You're between a rock and a hard place.
Yeah. I need a haircut.
All right. Yeah, I'm not going to a white dude for a haircut.
All right. Come on, you can do it.
I don't know. Unless the white dude got a box haircut himself, then I'd be like, I might fuck with you. Let me see. You might be fine. But if you got like just like an oval haircut, like a regular generic, like you gotta have a you gotta have that box. If you ain't got no box, baby, you ain't cutting my hair. I mean, but bald niggas do cut hair good. I ain't gonna lie. Shit, yeah, because
they don't have hair. It's like,
yeah, that nigga be like, nah, I'm gonna take care of this shit, dog. Like, I'm gonna tell you, boy, this how my line would look. It like the boy bestow how they want their line to look on everyone that has hair.
You come in there like, hey, do me that. Like, no, I'm not doing that for you. That'd be horrible.
If I had hair,
if I had hair, this is what I would do.
My barber ball.
Nah, man. I just did some shit with Neo a couple weeks ago, and I was like, dog, this nigga is a real humble nigga, dog. This nigga has had, like, at least $20 million for the last 20 years, dog, and he ain't get hair transplant surgery yet, dog. That's very humble of him, dog.
Too much hair.
Yeah, dog. Like, like dog. Shit, Urlacher got hair, dog. Brian Urlacher got a head full of hair, bro.
His head ain't Deion
Sanders got a head full of hair, bro.
His head ain't bigger than Neo's head either.
LeBron James, is he, doesn't he have like the, didn't he do the surgery?
Nah, man.
Or is he still fighting that reciting? No, no, sitting here
what are you doing these days?
This whole thing right here full of hair. That's your Neo head.
You gotta wrap that shit around that shit. And then cut it.
That shit was crazy. I was like, man, that's a real humble cat. Because me, shit, as soon as I get on, baby, I'm getting this beard transplant surgery and filling these patches in.
Beard transplant.
Like no, I'm going to have the Rick Ross within 2 weeks.
Beard ain't going to be in style by that. They're going to be shaping their shit.
I'm going to be walking around this bitch. Looking like an Aki.
Like, straight beard like transplant.
Like, yeah, dog.
Transplant surgery.
Yeah. Beard transplant surgery, dude. So yeah, is it racist to go to certain people for certain tasks?
I don't think so. I think it's how you.
Is it racially biased? I guess. Yeah.
I mean, I don't like going to Mexican.
Stereotypical, yeah. I guess.
Like if I walk into a Mexican restaurant and I hear, "Hey Josh, are you gonna put some more tacos on the grill?" I'm gonna be like, I'm gonna get out of here.
Hey John,
can you drop some more chimichangas in the fire?
More chimichangas?
Can you drop some more chimichangas? No, I'm
good. You know, I'm good.
Maybe we ain't in the right spot.
This ain't. He's like, we need some more chimichangas.
This ain't the place for us.
Yeah. Yo, babe, I got the collard greens in the back.
It's my place. More yams and mac and cheese. No, I'm like, nah.
Man, it's funny.
Hey, dude, would you like yams with that?
I was watching a cooking show and it was like soul food. Like, I guess like all the places like around the United States who do soul food. And you'd be surprised. There's a lot of white people who got soul food restaurants.
Yeah, I'm sure of it. I've seen some shit on some shows.
Paul Dean made a career out of that shit. Until they realized it was a black lady in Paula Deen's wallet that was making all the fucking...
Be like, I never had tomatoes in my mac and cheese before. Maybe that would taste good.
Hell nah, nigga.
Wait, like actual tomatoes?
That's when the nigga.
No, that's when
the nigga angel on your shoulder's like, hell nah, nigga.
Slap your ass.
Like,
nope.
Nose. Like, tomatoes and mac and cheese, bitch.
Maybe it will taste good.
They're like, yeah, I saw the boy. They was like, we're going to put some. So I put some smoked Gutierre in there. And I was like, bitch, Gutierre, where's the cheddar?
Crumbled walnuts and breadcrumbs. Oh, I don't
know.
Top.
I've had some good mac, like one of those like chef cheese, those are some good shit. I don't consider that soul food, though.
Yeah,
walnuts and like, yeah, if
it's not cheddar or what else is there? There's no other American cheese other than American. Right? It's cheddar and American. That's what we have, right?
American ain't even real cheese.
Yeah, it's so cheddar. If it's not cheddar, it's really not soul food. Really, it's just.
Yeah, cheddar. I mean, you can't.
I mean, every culture has macaroni and cheese.
You can do white cheddar.
I mean, cheddar not specifically soul food, though. You can make macaroni and cheese with four cheeses.
Yeah, four cheeses. You can do the four cheese mac and cheese.
Monterey Jack.
You just got to bake
that's
it.
That's American, I guess.
You just got to bake it in order for it to be soul food.
Yeah, you got to bake it, though.
So it's baked macaroni and cheese is what makes it. I don't do baked. I do on the stove.
I'm a
stovetop.
Yeah, I don't like that.
It's still mac and cheese.
You do it on the stove?
Yeah, but I'm a stovetop. I don't bake my macaroni and cheese.
To me, the soul food way is the oven.
Creamy
way.
And unbaked.
No, I don't do creamy. I boil out like it's still gonna be like a thing, I make sure to like boil out all the liquid, so it's still like cheesy and good, but it's just
you gotta cook.
I do it proper. There's like proper ways to do it on. Yeah.
You gotta cook that brick.
Yeah, when it's watery, that's lazy.
That's kind of like crock pot macaroni and cheese.
Put that brick in the oven. That's what
you gotta have that good old bubbly.
I need that brick.
Baked mac and cheese. That pull out.
Corners. I need that corner.
What that goddamn pepper flakes.
Give me that burnt corner. Give me that burnt corner, man. Come on, man.
Yeah, dog. And then you come back to it the next day, dog, and get that leftover corner piece. Boy, I eat a whole pan of macaroni and cheese.
Listen,
you crazy.
What you talking about, bro? Boy, all I need is like I need something on the side, though. I need like some candy yams or like some chicken.
I don't need nothing.
And I can bust it down.
I can't do just macaroni and cheese anymore. That was like right out of high school, like early 20s.
Macaroni and cheese?
Macaroni and cheese for dinner?
I could do leftover, man. You're right. I could do a bowl.
I can just eat that.
Some hot sauce? Like, yeah.
That's it.
But that's still not a meal.
A piece of white bread, nigga.
That's it, dog.
Make you a sandwich and shit.
And I do that too, but that's like snacking. That's like the same
thing. No, nigga, I can eat that as a whole meal.
I'm still going to eat that. I'm still going to like.
Like, motherfucker, what you eat today? Shit, a mac and cheese sandwich?
Fresh macaroni and cheese, I gotta have something with it. But leftover mac and cheese, I can eat that whole shit. Like, that's a meal.
Yeah, I'm gonna
go
ahead and scrape that pan. I'm gonna go ahead and finish that pan.
that's a whole meal.
I'm gonna eat it till I'm full. Like,
I'm good. I'm good.
Yeah, I ain't gonna play with it. Lunch. It ain't a side no more.
Yeah, that's a meal. That could be lunch. That could be
dinner. That's like noodles. That's like a bowl of noodles.
That's real. Facts, dog. Leftover mac and cheese.
Yeah, that was true.
Yeah.
Straight up.
Definitely true. I'm sorry, but nah, fresh macaroni and cheese, that's a side.
Yeah, I need
but yeah, leftover, man. That's a main. Another word.
Yeah, straight up. But you always gonna have leftover mac and cheese. Nine times out of ten. Yeah, no, nine times out of ten, because you got to make a pan of that shit. So if you cook it for two
people, you just baking again. I'm going to make a pan.
Yeah, I always say you do the whip shit.
Yeah, you do the whip. Yeah, man.
It's not whip.
The boil.
Yeah, I mean, you got to whip it. I stir it.
Yeah, the stir like, and the boil.
Whip
yeah.
is like whip.
So you saying like the noodles is on the stove when you just keep pouring the cheese in and stirring until you get cheesy?
No, there's you make the basically it's like the old French method, like the bechamel.
Oh, you
basically
the sauce.
You hit the milk, you hit it with cheese, make that into sauce, throw the noodles in there, let it all kind of coat, start boiling. You know, it starts boiling out, become hard. Then you throw a little bit more cheese in there to kind of. It's like there's like a process to it.
I get it.
Like, it's not like Kraft where you just throw it in there, throw it in the room, and then come back in like 5 minutes.
You made loose noodles. You made the loose noodle macaroni and cheese.
Yeah. That's what they loose noodle.
Loose noodles. Yeah.
That's
loose
what this episode is called.
It's the loose noodle technique.
But it still comes out nice and like.
No, I ain't saying it's not cheesy, but it's like the one we talk about is like you can cut it in four slices.
No, I know exactly what you mean. I'm not.
With spatula and lay that bitch on your plate. You know what I'm saying? You can really hold it in your hand and eat it like a piece of cake. That's how thick that bitch is.
See, you're on loose
noodle. Hold on. My mom basically makes it the same way, but then afterwards she'll take it and throw it into the oven.
Okay.
I just skip
like
the step.
I like the crisp and how the oven, like, you know, bring it all together. You can eat that bitch like a piece of cornbread, motherfucker.
That motherfucker said
I don't like it when you could still see the strings of cheese, in the baked macaroni and cheese. Like, when it comes out baked, and you can still see that it's like... grated cheese, like if that cheese is not mixed in there, that's shit to me. I'm sorry, that's laziness.
When you said what in the cheese,
when like the macaroni and cheese, you could still see like the string, the pieces.
No, that
it's got to be melted.
You gotta kind of cook it until it's almost brownish.
Nah, exactly. but you gotta put that shredded cheese layer on.
No, the top doesn't.
And that top layer gotta be brown.
No, not the top. I'm talking about in the mix, like in there, like
that's that cheap ass cheese.
Yeah. In there, it should be also like...
Oh, cheese should be all up in that bitch.
Yeah, exactly.
That should be oozing cheese. Yeah, like, as soon as you bite a noodle, that bitch is like a gusher.
Yeah. It's really cheese, but it's some noodles sprinkled in there.
But if I'm not mistaken, we live in Atlanta, for those of you that listen. Didn't they almost like fucking have Keisha or Mayor at like... I remember a few years ago, she like showed off her macaroni and cheese, and it was like this watery.
It was
crap.
Loose noodle.
Like, it was like white.
It was
like,
yeah, it was loose.
Noodle.
We don't want this bitch no more.
She used the loose noodle technique.
Tough.
Her shit was loose noodle.
A baddie that make loose noodles.
I mean, that's just the way you was taught. Like she might do it the loose.
You can upgrade your noodle method though.
Yeah, you can upgrade your noodle method. Like, try it the oven way. Try it the G way.
Yeah, man. You got loose noodle, man. Loose noodle can't be the
That's suspect, because now my macaroni everywhere. Now my macaroni is infiltrating everything.
Yeah,
now.
The whole plate.
Like, how your macaroni get on the other side of the plate? Like,
and you just got noodles.
I got to slice my shit. Like, you got to cut a piece with your fork to get that shit off.
Yeah,
the
loose noodle.
That brick shit, that loose noodle shit.
Yeah, don't nobody want that loose noodle shit, man.
It got to be cheesier, though.
I want my shit.
You got to overcompensate with the cheese.
I want
with the
my
loose
macaroni and cheese compact like goddamn Mexican brick weed.
Yeah, I want it. I want to eat my shit like a casserole, goddamn it. That shit got to be mac and cheese casserole.
That shit comes like a pile.
Like, putting cutting boards on it and like weights.
Hell yeah, that's
let it sit for 3 hours.
He sliced way about a half a pound. Like, he's slicing his macaroni way about half a pound. Make room on your plate. Like when you put it on the, you got to put on the plate last. Because if you put it on there first, you're gonna break the plate.
Yeah, I mean, don't get me wrong, dog. I like all kind of, but elbow macaroni, man. I like elbow macaroni.
That's the only way you can make macaroni.
I'm gonna sit here and say, I love soul food mac and cheese, but the square just always like.
Like the square
macaroni.
I'm not macaroni.
OCD guy, but I'm always just like, I have to like mush and make it look like.
I mean, that's fine.
Because it's too, like,
that's
everything
fine.
Else is
you
like a scoop of this,
you
a
can
circle.
Do that. You can
food
do that.
Food shouldn't be square. I don't know. I don't like square food.
You can do that. That's not against the rules, bro. You don't have to keep it a square. It's not against the rules. Or if you go to like a fancy soul food or like somebody's
lasagna
house, they
could
got
be
the,
square.
They got the ice cream scoop.
Yeah.
You get a round.
See, that's okay.
You know what I'm saying? You want to get
somehow that tastes better. I don't know why. When it's
round, the round joint, the scoop. You want mad scoops on your plate. You got mad scoops.
I thought you didn't like square macaroni and cheese, but this is surface.
Nah, soul food. You got to merge the soul food. You got to let that shit touch.
Yeah. So I'm saying it's soul mingle. Food. Souls shouldn't be square.
You got to dance together.
Square is up. Rounded is comforting.
No, you are. Square is in the
chaotic. Square is chaotic and hectic.
You got to bust the brick down, bro. You got to bust the brick down.
Man, we got to do some. We got to do some other shit. The macaroni and cheese is definitely... we love macaroni and cheese on this show.
Yeah, nothing soul food should be square.
You see how we went off on that shit?
Niggas love mac and cheese, though.
We went off on that mac and cheese.
That we could make a compilation on how much... Times we'd be like, man, I love mac and cheese.
Yeah. Anybody want to sponsor us with a mac and cheese pad?
Do canned green beans count as soul food?
Canned?
Yeah.
No, bro.
It can't be canned. I'm not asking. This is me.
Okay, let me tell you this, though. You can't tell nobody they canned.
I mean, you can tell. You can tell.
Yeah, you can't tell nobody. You got to
know. But it's dependent on, you know what makes them soul food? It's how they season them.
How you season them. You're right.
How they season
That's
dog.
What it is. It's the seasoning. It definitely is. It ain't rules.
But I hate those fat green beans, dog. Fat green beans should be banned, dog.
I like the fat. Just swallowed.
No, I don't like those, yeah.
The long, flat.
Look like snap peas.
Yeah, yeah, like fuck them damn
Feels like I'm eating Chinese food.
I like all green beans. I like string beans. Straight up. I like them all.
I like string ones, too.
Yeah, I don't like the fat ones.
We used to have the man.
Quietest Cup. I like the little mix that come in the can with the corn. I like that joint.
I can't do it. The only can.
We used to have to sit there and snap.
Yeah, that's what I did. Look, the two ends.
I used to hate that shit.
You know what pisses me off? As an adult now, I literally take them all, line them up, cut them. It takes like, I'm like so much quicker at it. But I go to my mom's house and she's like, "No, you still gotta snap them." Like, the fuck is the difference?
Yeah, what's the difference? I ain't gotta snap them.
Nah, yeah, them shits used to be fire too, dog. I mean, shit. Either way, it depends on. It's just the seasoning, bro. Really. I mean, sometimes you ain't had no time to fucking snap no green beans. Like, shit, man. Go ahead, open that can up real quick. I'm a flavor these bitches.
The only can I can do is corn.
Nah, so then you can do
other than that, I can't
the
do
can of the green beans mixed with the corn. I'm sure that shit.
I don't like the canned green beans.
No, man, canned green beans, man. You flavor the bitches right. This shit hit. Man, you flavor anything right with some black seasonings, man. And that shit gonna be hitting, bro. My cousin is the king of the I wish meal, dog. That motherfucker took some Dinty Moore and some green beans and something and made like a turkey souffle, my nigga. Like
turkey souffle.
Like, nigga, that Dinty Moore was in the cabinet for like 6 months, nigga. That shit was still good, though. Damn, that was the best meal ever, dog.
You get
still
creative
remember.
When you're hungry, bro. In the hood, you get creative. You try eating the same shit. You ain't got no money for a pizza. You got bread, right? You got ketchup.
I think you got it or you don't got it. Honestly, because I know people that live in houses with a fuck ton of seasonings. Like, Israelis have seasoning. Like, we have a lot of fucking seasoning. Some people just salt and pepper. Like, I think that you just either got it or you don't got it.
Sometimes that's all you need.
Yeah, I mean, it's
no, I'm not saying sometimes. You're right. Sometimes, most of the times, you need some fucking seasoning.
But it's like, what's your taste buds? Like, you can't taste the food?
What do you mean?
Like, if you taste your food and it's bland, then you know you need more than salt.
No, I mean, salt and pepper makes food.
You can't
all
just
right.
cook and not taste the food.
Like, I can easily make a fucking meatball with salt and pepper, but if I add some fucking cumin in it and some fucking. Consuming it, you know, and if I add seasoning to it, it makes it much better.
True.
I'm saying, I think it's either you either have it or you don't. You can think of like making Dinty Moore into a turkey souffle is because you got it.
True.
What?
True.
I agree.
What?
Yeah, you can know cook how to you season can. The shit. Yeah, you know how to push.
You know what I mean? Like it's.
Like if you don't know how to do that, then you ain't gonna. Hey, you gotta start off with the basic seasoning, salt.
The probably season, probably. I don't know, man.
I mean, you can learn, but it's like shooting
see,
like lefty.
The older I get, you know, the more like, I'm like, if I eat a steak, I just need salt and pepper, bro.
Yeah, salt and
pepper. I'm totally with that. Salt and pepper on a steak is shit. I don't even do pepper.
Need, bro.
I just do salt.
Yeah, salt.
I just do salt.
Steak,
like, that's all you need.
Like, that's
just salt and pepper. Just like chicken the same way.
Nah, I like some chicken.
You'd be surprised, bro. You don't need all that extra shit?
No, it's not some complaint shit.
It can be really good.
Nah,
trust me.
Karen shit.
I got a mean ass chicken recipe. No all of
with salt and pepper?
Yeah, all of this is salt and pepper.
You got salt and pepper mean ass chicken recipe? That's it. That sounds like a conundrum
so
to me.
So juicy.
Let me a little kick or something.
So juicy, watery. Nice.
Nothing. No paprika.
No paprika.
No lemon. You know,
I like
lemon pepper.
Do
no
color to the shit to me.
I like paprika.
No cumin.
Who don't like paprika?
A lot of people don't like paprika.
Season salt that motherfucker.
Salt do the same shit.
Fucking y'all motherfuckers is ugly as hell.
Yeah, whatever.
Y'all like be hungry as hell, right?
Yeah, I'm hungry as fuck.
Motherfucker, we sit there, dog.
All right, man.
So your boy, man. So we got, we ain't got the intro done for MP Orange. So
I don't know if this is an MP Orange thing. This is kind of falls under it though, but I don't know if anybody's aware of it. But we had the Capitol storm last week, and even after this failed thing, the like QAnon, like basically some conspiracy theories. I have just been fascinated with these fucking psychos. So the presidential inauguration, even after, you know, all that we saw last week, was still believed to be, like, I don't even know what to say. I'm just going to tell you what these conspiracy theorists believe. They basically believe that the inauguration, which always starts at 12 o'clock, basically at noon is when the president gets sworn in. The schedule had come out and something like they were swearing in at 11:45 or some shit. Mm-hmm. I don't even know if that's true. Maybe they were just telling people this. Right. But because that would mean that Joe Biden was trying to take over the government, basically trying to overthrow the duly elected president, which was Trump. You know, he still has 15 minutes left to go. And that because of that, the military would, right there on the spot, you know how they had like the places all like block it off, would point their guns at Joe Biden and the Clintons and the Obamas and the Soros and, you know, basically all of the deep state would get arrested in one sitting
because they
5 minutes. And yeah, exactly. And that Donald Trump would get to be president again and yada, yada, yada. And it obviously didn't happen. And I'm thinking, I'm like, what the fuck is, how do people get like so fucked up and to start thinking this? And then a few days later, I'm at work, I hit my thumb, but then a few, you know, then that night I'm at that, taking a shower, and there's like a white mark on my thumb. And I remember as a kid, my mother told me that these, you know, you get white marks on your thumb, you know, on your nails.
Like when you smash your finger.
Yeah, exactly. Like, and my mother used to tell me that it's because I don't have enough vitamin D and I need to drink more milk. And it kind of is also like, remember the tail headlight thing we talked about? You know, like all these little like wives' tales. I'm wondering if our parents are instilling us
stupid shit. Oh, like if you cross your eyes, they're going to get stuck.
Exactly. They're going to get stuck forever. Like, none of this shit ever pans out, and some of us still fucking believe it. And now we have adults thinking that, you know, fantasy fucking, you know.
No, I just think that's stupid motherfuckers.
Like, no, but I'm like, we have people that believe that the earth is flat.
They're just stupid.
Yeah. Like, dude, are we like, you know, like, how do people do this? I'm wondering if that's like.
That's the wildest shit ever to me, dog. These motherfuckers that be saying all this damn shit. Like,
they're just,
man,
saying
just
dumb
flat.
Shit. You know what I'm saying?
The world is flat. Like, nigga need a lighter.
We have a new audience member with us today.
Yeah, you.
He's back.
You.
Yeah, Russell Wilson.
Pretty you.
Yeah.
Pretty you walked up in this motherfucker.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Nah, man. I don't know. Like, conspiracy theories, like.
How do you, like live them to, like. These motherfuckers like just died. Too. Five people just died for a conspiracy theory.
So there's different things. Like, all right, so a conspiracy theory is just that until it's proven fact, right?
Which never really happens.
Crack in the black community was a conspiracy.
No, hold on. I'm not saying that it's not right. I'm not saying that you guys aren't correct.
Conspiracy
but I'm saying there's so many conspiracy theories.
But they're
theories
usually
out
based
there.
Off of like shit that actually happened and like somewhat facts.
But I also think
a lot of it could be far-fetched, but the way that things be linked together be the far-fetched part.
I'm also, and you know, with all due respect, I think that conspiracy theories that we had in like the 80s, 90s, even 2000s, in comparison to what we have now with, you know, like 4chan, QAnon, the internet going, is
way
like,
too deep with the shit.
Yeah, it's like on steroids. Like JFK getting shot.
If you watch The Little Mermaid, there's a scene.
Exactly, and that's telling, you know, that's telling all the Jews to sell, you know, blah, 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 to infiltrate. Like, that's the kind of shit these people are on now. Like,
Avatar was all
like, and how the fuck do you,
like. That's a movie, man. Like, Star Wars is just a
movie. How do you grow up to actually believe this shit?
What? I mean,
be some type of little speck of truth, I guess, to for them to even.
I mean, I get some, like
That the earth is
vaccines,
flat.
Vaccines, for one. Like, I get why some motherfuckers are for it and some motherfuckers ain't.
I don't.
Because historically, the government, especially when it comes to black people, have given us shit that they shouldn't give anybody. True. I mean, even with Jewish people, during the Holocaust, they were injecting Jewish people with a lot of unknown shit. So I get why some people would be on the fence with that, and there would be conspiracy theories about that.
I get that.
But when it comes to the flat earth conspiracy theory, I don't get why they would lie to us for the last millions of years.
So
that's
so
that
you telling me every video, every video I've ever seen, every picture I've ever seen of a round Earth is a lie, is CGI?
Could be, I don't know.
And we just living on a flat plate.
Where is the edge?
That would be funny.
Why hasn't anybody found the edge? Like, why are other planets flat, or is it just Earth?
Well, is the Earth spinning, though? Because if it's spinning, then it makes sense. Because at that point, then you got to bring it to gravity, gravitational pull. How fast are we spinning?
Wait, are you talking about it makes sense if it's flat and there's gravity?
If it's not flat.
If it's flat, it's, yeah, it's not flat, though. There's no if.
Right, it's not flat.
It's not flat. So technically, even though, like, so the world's not flat, so the world's up. Like, right now, we're, like, because what's that top? North Pole, right?
Because what they say, the Earth is on the axis anyway, so we're not even straight up and down. We, like, tilted.
Yeah,
so right now. And we're spinning.
So we feel like we're walking flat, but right now we're really walking at an angle, baby. Because of the angle of the Earth, right?
Yeah.
No, we're walking straight. There's no way.
Yeah. No, see, the Earth is round, but the surface that we stand on is flat.
Yes. Yeah.
You understand?
Yes, but technically, if the Earth is straight up and down.
Because
ain't we standing like this? Like,
you got to look. It's relative to the size of the Earth.
Basically, what Trent's saying is if you're on the equator, you're kind of standing like a Spider-Man. Like
you know what I'm saying?
Like, ideally, yes.
Probably. Yeah. Yep.
Right.
But that's all. Hold on. That's also because we gave it an up and down. Like, if you think about it, it's a fucking... It's not even really perfectly a ball. It's kind of a little bit like more an egg. But if it's a ball, like, what is really the top of a ball? It's a perfectly round thing. There really isn't a top. You know what I mean? Any point is the top. We do have magnetic poles at north, south, so we gave it. All right, these are, you know, that's going to be our up. That's going to be our down. Yeah. Everything in Australia is upside down.
I guess so.
Like, really it is. Like, ideally, it's...
No, we just smoked ourselves retarded.
What the fuck?
I'm in the Matrix now. So yeah, I guess. But see, gravity don't
affects everybody.
Don't matter. Yeah,
no, gravity matters.
I don't think
there's even gravity. There's even
it doesn't matter where you are.
No, it does. There is
I'm
actually
anti-gravity.
Hold what on, about Australia, where it's up under?
No, but I wasn't gonna say it doesn't matter where you are in relative. But there's actually talk now and belief that your sea level and high altitude. Like, ideally, there's, like, a second difference in, you know. Remember in Interstellar where he's on that planet and it's, like, seven fucking years for every...
second difference between one point and another point?
Yes, like, they're saying, like,
as
because of...
time zone?
Because it's all relative to where you are with gravity. So in space, you know, if you're, like... Basically, if you're, like, the lowest point on Earth and the highest spot where you're still in orbit, time would feel different for you. Like, it would be longer up there and shorter down here.
Dog, that just blew my mind. I don't even know what you just said, dog. Soon as you said and, I was lost.
Yeah. Conspiracy theories, yeah, you know.
This is the high class part of our podcast.
Yeah. They, we're in the cosmos right
now. They are what they are.
Neil deGrasse Tyson.
There's a few conspiracy theories I like.
They have a name for the people. I just learned it today. It's called an astrophile.
Who, like, obsessed with
people who love
astrophysics. Well, yeah, I mean, I'm sure it is. But,
Hey, hello, I just moved into the neighborhood.
I'm an astrophile.
Explain how it could be 3 o'clock in America and 12 hours later, it's the same 3 o'clock in Japan.
Yeah.
And if you travel from America to Japan and you have this weird feeling, is that the byproduct of time travel?
Time zones.
It's time travel.
Yeah, we established that.
In flux.
We be time traveling.
Hold on, here's a funny thing I learned recently.
You're not even supposed to be in that dimension.
Here's something I actually learned.
That's why your body's not used to it.
If you look at literature, there is no real stories or like nobody really wrote about time travel until basically what Yusuf mentioned was time zones were invented. Time zones were invented.
And then motherfuckers was
because
like,
of the railroads and everything like that.
Time travel.
So somebody was just like, hey, you know, basically what he experienced. What and like, all of a sudden now we have time travel movies and genres and exploration of. And people, you know, is it real? Is it not real? But, you know, 200 years ago, nobody even fucking fathomed.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, niggas time travel. Don't worry about niggas was dying from headaches. niggas was dying from headaches.
Like if it was a time travel,
if you shit three times a day, chances are you're dying.
Like you sneeze, if you sneeze and somebody didn't say bless you, you was a witch. like, niggas was dying.
You know what I'm if you knew magic trick and shit,
you was a magician. You was a witch.
Basic magic trick. Like you fucking about to get burned at the stake.
Like, I took your thumb. Ah, this thing's a witch.
So I read the
witch. Kill this nigga.
You know how motherfuckers that know how to burp on command and fart and shit, yeah, like pop lock. They was like, this nigga's always existed.
First nigga that got
you a demon because you know how to dance real good. Like, he possessed. He got a demon in him. Look how he move. Look how he move.
Footloose. Footloose. That was the basis of Footloose.
Oh, the dance. Move. Yeah. Facts.
Yeah, dance facts. With the devil. Footloose was Footloose. Dancing with the devil, man. Yeah. That's fucking crazy, man.
Damn, devil music. Dancing. Gyrating.
Well, we officially got a new president now, man. Trump's about to be impeached twice. Yeah. We got a new president. Joe hopefully, cool. Should change.
Oh, speaking of, so on that, you know, there's another conspiracy.
Uncle Joe.
There's another conspiracy with the Joe theory. So there's that one, what I said earlier about that. But that one didn't go. So now what it is
that one didn't go.
There's a face-off. So what happened is Joe got arrested after his inauguration.
What?
I'm serious. This is on. You can search this internet. This is on one of the.
This is what they say.
Shit. And they said, Joe, hold on.
Keep going, looking and reading this shit. And
it's fucking
it
hilarious. This is great.
You toxic, bro.
Shut up, bitches. You're gonna learn the truth now. I did my research.
Fucking toxic.
So Joe has been arrested, and they knew that the people would not accept Trump as president. So what they did is they swapped faces, and now Biden is president, but it's Trump underneath him because they did the swap. And when you see Trump going to jail in a few months, you know, like when they start putting him on trial for impeachment and all this stuff, not impeachment, but impeach him again for the thing, it's really Joe Biden under a Trump face.
Bro, you just
like they really just did face off. They totally pulled the face off, and that is what that is what motherfuckers believe. I want you to know that.
What?
There is about 5% of Americans who probably believe that. I'm gonna. That's a give and take number.
Do those guys chew tobacco?
Probably.
Do they chew tobacco?
I mean, did you see the people that stormed the Capitol?
Yeah,
they were
a lot of the motherfuckers do.
A lot of you know tobacco chewers. There were some CEOs of companies.
Yeah, the motherfuckers, man.
They were all walks of life. There was Air Force veterans.
That shit is so fucking stupid. You can't even say nothing about it. Really, bro?
Face off,
and they found out that one of the QAnon writers was a failed screenwriter.
Yeah.
Oh, so he's like,
he went to Hollywood, like, didn't sell a script for like 10 years. But then,
you read that shit, they got time to put it up.
Yeah, they got a like from you. You liked it.
No, I don't like these things.
He's like, this
hey, no, hold on. And to be completely honest, like, I'm not like looking on these things. Like, everything I do is like some kind of news article that finds.
Run into it.
Yeah, like I'm not like on these places looking them or giving them any. I'm not like, you know,
no,
one of the many people on, you know, the Reddit just to read it. Like,
I think you like doing it, though. I do like
learning about it. It's fascinating.
Maybe like subscribe to our newsletter. Like,
no, I'm not subscribing. You're not getting my numbers.
You'll give them your email for that 10% off their t-shirt.
Nah, man, y'all motherfuckers wild, man. Well, I mean, there's all kinds of conspiracy theories out there, man. I think loose noodle macaroni and cheese is definitely a conspiracy theory to infiltrate
the
black
community. It does exist.
To infrastructure the black infrastructure.
Loose noodle. You got loose noodle mac and cheese?
To break it all apart.
You got oven mac and cheese.
That's a conspiracy.
The loose noodles were introduced to the black loose community noodle. To break us apart.
Facts.
You know, he said he makes mac and cheese on the stove, like with the cheese sauce.
That's a macaroni bar. That's what he's doing.
Macaroni bar?
I think he got a macaroni bar.
You ever go to Crafty?
Right. From macaroni bar.
Do you want red sauce? You want white sauce? You want this? You want this? So you get the macaroni, you put it in the bowl, you start whopping that.
Talk about the macaroni bar.
Macaroni bowl.
Yeah, but that's different. Those are watered down like that. You got to remember. You got to respect the process.
Loose
there
noodles.
Is
loose
a right process.
It's loose noodles.
They bind together. No, no, they still bind together.
No matter how much cheese, the noodles is noodles.
No, no, they do not. But I'll put it in the, you know, but they don't, they bind together.
I mean,
if you can put it on a paper plate and shake that paper plate.
All right, here's an example. Hold on, hold on.
If all you put on the plate is the noodles and they spread out on the plate, like.
That's loose noodles. But hold on, I give you a good example. Rice. Like, you know somebody who cooks loose rice and, the you know, like there's still water in it. They don't stick, you know, the rice doesn't stick together. It's kind of the same thing. If you don't cook it long enough.
You never had loose rice before? I can't remember the last time I had loose noodle macaroni, so I can't even, like, but I know what it do when you put it on the plate by itself.
Yeah, it's like a sauce. You need, like, bread to get it up. That's bad.
You need to make a whole borderline, like, border. You got to shore it up with
bread. If there's any liquid in your macaroni and cheese, I don't care if it's soul food or whatever, it's not done properly.
I'm going to say soul food macaroni cheese. It's going to be that
grease. That's that grease popping.
Regardless of how much water you put in it, it's going to be a brick. It might be, like, a softer brick. Or a more wet brick, but it's gonna be a brick.
Yeah, that's that.
You said water though. It's usually
it ain't gonna be as cheesy. If you got too much water in it, it's gonna be cheesy or milky, too milky. Because you put milk in the oven.
When that grease pour out that motherfucker a little bit, that hot grease.
That's why you gotta wait till you see some brown. See that brown on top?
That grease with that cheddar.
Oh man.
Burn the roof of your mouth.
Listen here, bro. Right, goddamn now. Who make the real macaroni and cheese? I need some ASAP, nigga.
You think Kamala knows how to make macaroni and cheese?
I bet she makes some good macaroni.
Hell no.
I bet she does. I bet she used like some Indian spices.
I think she make loose noodle.
I think she's Indian.
She making
she's
loose
half
noodle.
Indian.
Her husband Indian is white. Indian. Her husband is white.
Her husband's Jewish.
She's making loose noodles.
Yeah,
she making what he like. He like what you like.
I don't know.
Loose noodle.
My mom is Indian. Well, hold on. My mom.
You are the loose noodle.
My stepdad is white. My
they
mom
don't make mac and
loose.
Cheese. No, so she making loose noodles.
No, but black people make macaroni and cheese, and Indians use a lot of oven things. They have, like, you know, you ever had tandoori chicken? Like, take the clay oven thing? Like.
Well, I don't know.
I'm imagining it's a macaroni tandoori style.
Tandoori macaroni and cheese.
The thing is, you gotta care about the macaroni and cheese. But, like, if you wasn't raised with the macaroni and cheese, you gotta care about it. So, like, that's when you put it in the oven. If it's just, I'm just gonna make some macaroni.
Was Kamala's mom?
You gonna make it on the oven, on the stove. I just throw some mac and cheese.
Whoa, no. I grew up with macaroni and cheese.
You slicing that cheese.
Bro, you part of the ancient tribe of the loose noodle Jews. The loose noodle Jews.
And you gonna be patient. We're not the loose noodle Jews. You gotta go in the oven for like 45 minutes.
Hold on, Trent. There is actually loose noodle juice. There really is. Loose noodle, like. In the Jewish community, there's an Ashkenazi and the Sephardi. Basically, whenever there was Exodus, some of us went to Europe, and then some of us stayed in the Mediterranean. Those that stayed in the Mediterranean know how to cook. Those that didn't are the loose noodle Jews.
The loose noodle Jews.
What kind of Jew are you?
Are you a loose noodle?
Loose noodle Jew.
Nah, I can't fuck with you.
Loose noodle Jew. Fucking loose noodle Jew.
You a Russian Jewish man?
Is that a slur, bro?
Russian Jews will be loose noodle.
Is that a slur?
They'll be loose noodle.
That's a slur, bro.
Loose noodle?
Is it a slur?
It is now.
Now that you're talking about loose noodle Jews.
Nigga got loose noodles.
Like, fucking loose noodle.
Yeah, you fucking loose noodle.
I don't want no loose noodle.
God damn.
I don't want no loose noodle.
Yeah, don't call me no loose noodle, man.
Please don't give me no goddamn loose noodles.
Go over to somebody's house. You got that, you know, all the macaroni and cheese is like,
I want the mac and cheese.
This motherfucker
first.
Woke.
watch him do it. I want the mac and cheese first. And they put it on there.
Give me that mac and cheese, sir. They're like, oh, it's very loose.
How's the mac and cheese today? Very loose, sir.
Extremely loose.
Extremely loose.
Do you like porridge?
Just like mother makes it.
Porridge, mac and cheese.
Put that shit in the bowls.
That's what y'all do. Y'all mac and cheese porridge style.
That's what like white country people do.
That's mac and cheese soup.
Yeah, they have the mac and cheese soup.
And they put bacon in it and shit.
And it's like almost like it looks like broccoli and cheese, but with macaroni in it.
Macaroni and uncooked bacon.
It's like that Bob Evans shit.
Squiggs. I would try it. Squiggly bacon.
Yeah, I would try it.
I would try it.
I would try it.
I stopped. I don't even bother anymore. I'm like, no.
I would try it. Man, I need my shit baked. Oven crispy.
Yeah, bake my shit, man. I don't want that fucking loose noodle shit, man. Yeah. If you out there eating loose noodles, man,
It's all how you season it, man. I mean, that what you said?
Nah, man, I'm good. I mean, I'm not with the
See, what
with
the, what we was talking about was soul food mac and cheese and mac and cheese. So, like,
yeah, it's still mac and cheese. Yeah, I get cheese. It. Mac and cheese is fake. Every culture makes macaroni and cheese, except for Asian cultures. I don't think they really have cheese. They don't use cheese a lot.
They use cream cheese.
Yeah, cream cheese a lot.
Crab Rangoon.
That's American thing. I just thought that the second he said it, I was like, you fucking dumbass.
Crab Rangoon. Crab Rangoon. Dumb. Rangoon's
got the cream cheese. That's not Chinese. That's South Korean.
I don't know who makes them, but every Chinese restaurant from here to fucking New York City is Crab Rangoon.
Cream cheese in that bitch, dog.
That's it. As far as I know, I don't even know what else they got. And what's the crab part?
No, they don't have any. They don't cook with milk. They really don't. Like Thai uses cream, and that's about it. I think Koreans a little bit, but really, like Chinese, Japanese, they're really not big.
Yeah, Asian in general,
not big. Not really
cheese.
Big. Dairy.
Nah, well, I mean,
Thai food has a lot of cream in it. But it's a lot of coconut milk.
Cheese.
Cheese is not a big thing.
I think cheese is an American thing, man.
Not necessarily. Like definitely French.
They use cheese.
The Filipinos.
They're like Spanish type.
They're black.
They make Spanish food.
They black and Asian. And Spanish.
Yeah, Filipinos are all kind of black.
Do they? Damn. I ain't never had Filipino food, though.
Nah, Lumpia is the shit, though.
Filipinos are like the Mexicans of, like, the whole world. So like, literally, like, everywhere else, it's, you know, like, we, you know, for, like, labor, we, you know, go to, like, the home.
Oh, you're saying the other
like,
other
everywhere else in the world, it's, like, Filipinos, really.
Nah, I grew up with a whole bunch of Filipinos.
There's a hard-working mother.
We got a,
mother,
we got a dense Filipino population back home because of the military base. And a lot of dudes in the Navy were stationed in the Philippines. So I grew up with a lot of my friends was Filipinos. So I grew up watching anime and shit with them boy. Eating lumpia, the egg roll. It's fucking dope. Or it's like a spring roll more so. But
yeah, that shit good as
fuck. That shit good as fuck, dog.
I don't know
lumpia is fucking hitting, bro.
It's like a spring roll almost.
But nah, man, it's been real, man. Y'all motherfuckers ugly as fuck, man.
Yeah, I just want to say one thing before we get out of here.
What you want to say, Flames?
I just got a good look at this nigga sandals, man, and the color. Got good on the back of these motherfuckers.
This shit fire, man.
You see what I mean?
This shit fire, man. No the fuck they not. Put them up.
I thought you had hurt your foot.
Come on, dog.
I thought you had hurt your foot.
Look at the socks.
Old school 1973 socks.
Yeah, that's what I told him. What is it?
The Nike Moabs with the Michael J. Fox Teen Wolf socks.
Yeah, dog. Hey, man, I'm out here, man.
Arnold Willis socks.
I'm out here.
I'm sitting here the whole episode.
You see, look. Your shorts can't come past your knees when you got them socks on.
No, you can't.
They got to be under your pockets.
Yeah, you got to draw the attention to your shorts.
Look, I Googled Iraqi sandals and socks, and look at the picture that motherfuckers got the same socks on too.
He got some Gucci
same socks.
Oh, you talking about this thing, right? Oh shit!
Same motherfucking socks. You see?
Fuck y'all niggas, man. Fuck all y'all niggas, man.
Oh, so that's where you got your inspiration from, right? Yeah,
I told you, man. Like this
how
is
how to style these sandals. And Googled it.
Put socks
so growing up in the, you know, so in Israelis, like we all came from like somewhere else. So there's a stereotype about Iraqis and how they, you know, there's a bunch of Iraqi Jews and how they always wear their like Jesus sandals, but with socks, like at the beach, everywhere, always with socks. And so that's why I said what I said earlier about Trent and his.
Yeah, one thing for sure, you're going to see some niggas at the beach with some sandals and socks on.
I know, that's a fact.
I don't see socks on the beach. Socks on the beach. Niggas don't like sand on their toes, man.
And a little boy at the beach, and you go back and look at them pictures. My old man had them
niggas do not like showing taking their shoes off and their socks.
It's fine, dog. It's fine, nigga. It's fine, nigga. It's fine, nigga. I still look fly.
Just like being at the pool with your shirt on. Like, that's ridiculous.
Where'd you even find your shirt on?
Nigga, what you mean, dog? This shit fire, dog. This shit fire. This shit fire as hell, man. Shit fire as hell, man. Nigga out here, dog. Feeling lovely, nigga, in socks.
Feel like you about to go play frisbee.
Yeah, nigga, I am. Nah, frisbee, disc golf.
disc golf. That's the disc golf outfit.
Those are disc golf,
you about to smoke mad weed, put your dreads in the bag, and go play disc golf.
You guys ever play disc golf?
You know, you put a dreads in the
backpack.
Yeah, nigga.
Go play disc golf, nigga.
Fuck y'all niggas, man.
About to go play handball.
High high as hell. You like, they be high as hell.
You can't play handball. You're going to fuck up a big toe. You're going to fuck up a big toe.
No, handball's a serious sport, man. You got to have your shoes tied up, man. You got to have pants that don't, like, you can't do it in jeans.
You just stand in one spot.
You can smoke a joint like this. Like, that's a cool little
When I worked in Charleston, there was a disc golf course right across from the restaurant I used to work in. We used to go literally play like a fucking round before work every day. Yeah, it was disc golf so fucking cool.
Smoke a joint,
drink a beer.
Yeah, you get high and play some disc golf.
I can't throw a frisbee to save my life, but
nigga,
I
can't either. Them niggas be having them shit hole in one too. Like, nigga, like throwing them shit like the bullets from Wanted, nigga.
Curving it.
Damn,
you
I
missed.
Gotcha.
Oh, like, what shit. Went around the tree and shit. Yeah, no, I can't do that
nigga
shit.
Nigga went through a whole rainforest.
Yeah, motherfucker skipped it through a bush. Yeah, yeah. I can't do nothing.
Went under three cars, came up.
Nope.
Went over a semi.
I can do that shit.
I need the straightaway. I might get it.
That nigga shit doing the snake. Like, goddamn.
Look, I'll smoke all the joints.
Nah, man.
I ain't gonna win.
But as always, it's your boy Olansky.
Bullet.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
One eye on paper, two eyes in person, and three eyes on Instagram. Yeah, nigga. I got it, nigga. Took me all episode.
You said one eye on paper?
Yeah, one eye on paper.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Three different variations.
Eye page.
Yeah, your boy J Dot. Yeah. Did it again.
Fuck y'all, nigga.
Who else, motherfucker?
I love my sandals.
Flames P, man. Yeah, Flames P 36.
I think we smoked too much weed this episode.
Y'all already know.
Yeah, man.
I didn't say this fucking sandals.
This fucking episode had some technical difficulties.
We smoked too much.
Hey, man. We here, man. We did it.
Bye, everyone.
Who else is it? Yusuf came.
Orm was here. Pretty you from the Avenue came.
Come say what's up, man. Y'all heard him for a second.
He been
yeah, what's going on, B? How y'all doing? What up? Pretty you from the Avenue.
Yeah. Sersky.
Orin.
And Jew Lucky, as always, no introduction.
AKA the loose noodle Jew.
Hey, that is offensive.
Whoa. You gotta change your Instagram.
We just determined
you gotta
that
change
was a
your
swear.
Instagram.
We just determined you that was a swear. You're gonna sit Instagram. Out here and say that?
You gotta change.
You're gonna look a man in the eye and call him a loose noodle?
You gotta change
your loose noodle.
You gotta immediately change your Instagram.
The loose noodle Jew.
Tough,
man.
I will never be a loose noodle Jew.
The loose noodle.
I come from a lineage. Damn,
do you know who I am?
5,000 years of hard noodles.
50 million followers. The loose noodle Jew.
The loose noodle Jew.
Start you a YouTube channel and everything.
Like, yo, I'm about to start an Instagram page. Loose noodle macaroni.
I do not consent to this. It's mother.
Anybody who making macaroni. Dissing
their
food,
eh? Loose noodles.
Loose noodle mac and cheese.
What the fuck is
this? Loose noodle mac and cheese is a soup. Fuck y'all.
If loose noodle was a person.
Searched around the web.
Hashtag this.
For all the pictures.
Oh my goodness,
noodles.
Dog. Niggas ain't eating loose noodles right here, man.
All right,
man. Y'all niggas be
it's
easy.
Football time.
All right, man.
Oh, yeah, it is.
Playoffs, yeah, man. Y'all be easy, man. Boop, 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 bop, bop, gunshot. Man, I'm fucking hungry all this fucking food shit, man. Fuck.
I ain't gonna go, though.
Y'all niggas is ugly. Man.